If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
F me.
Generous slices of juicy beef.
No.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation instant bitch?
This is supposed to play something now. Wait a sec, because I'm going to make this work. This is the newest song, okay, with Dolly and Ricky Van Shelton. Let's see if this works or not. There it is. Let's try it now, because I really like this song. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely riveting. Tell you what, that's what it's about right there.
Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May? Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May? When I hear her voice, with myself I want to play. Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May?
And now...
Well, now, hold on. Not every man likes a big beaver.
Our feature presentation.
Oh...
Lisa lunch yesterday. She really loves food. It's odd, but she does. She loves food. It's really bizarre.
I'd forgotten how great that piece of tape was.
Remember we started every show with that?
I do.
I'm a little shocked that I just heard that.
Yeah.
That was just getting the G shot. Imagine what it's going to do now.
Did you get it already?
No.
Oh, okay. When are you planning on?
They haven't called me yet.
All right.
They're teasing me.
They are teasing
They
me.
Are getting my...
Yes. Your blood boiling?
My blood boiling, my parts ready.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The K-Rock microphone has to go with you, though.
Oh, yeah. No question. Alex is coming. No, I mean, Alex is going with me.
We talked about this yesterday in the meeting. I think all of us need to go.
I think
Omar
we need a crowd.
And Psycho Mike and me and Ralph and Alex and Lightning and Dave, a few
Whoa.
Interns.
Lisa's doing the whole station.
The retards that clean out the trash. Everyone.
For your protection only, we just want to make sure this guy's not some sort of quack and he's going to do some damage to our sweet Lisa. That's all.
So the more eyes, the better?
It's protected.
Yes.
That machinery is complicated. I think you definitely need someone with some production experience. Why would you take just Alex?
Gotta have some.
Oh, you mean the machinery, the tape recorder?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about.
I didn't know what you meant. I did too.
I have no medical history, but Omar and I are skilled.
It's never stopped you before.
We'll just all do like shots before we go in, and then it's on.
It's a party.
Like Donkey Kong.
And I'm familiar with surgery. I had a vasectomy on the air, so I need to be right there to make sure.
So Lightning can do whatever
well, see,
you need.
Right? Lightning is probably the one person who has a little experience.
Why? Because he had somebody work on his sack?
Money and I prepped Lightning's sack for the surgery, so we need to be there because we know things.
Prep.
I don't think you need prep.
Well, sure you
it's
do.
On the,
See, that's how little know, you know.
Besides which, I'm always prepped.
That's how little you know. Oh, all right.
Oh, you're smooth like a Barbie doll?
Yeah.
Okay, Light, thank you. You can step out.
Thanks for
folks who have no idea what the G-shot is, it's what you hope it is. It's that they're gonna shoot up Lisa's G-spot, basically, to increase sensitivity. And she just can't wait, man. That's the only thing she's been talking about. It's like she's got tickets to the Super Bowl, and she just can't wait for the game to get here.
Well, it's like you take the best malt in the world, and then someone says, I can make it better.
The best malt?
That's an example.
Well, it's not a very good
you
example.
You use food all the time as examples.
Yes, but a malt?
I thought perhaps you could identify.
A chocolate shake,
I love
maybe,
malt.
But malt.
You don't like malt?
Eh.
All
it's
right,
It's not
Kevin,
the same as an orgasm
you.
Is what I'm saying.
Well,
that's
I don't
what
know.
I'm saying.
I think they come damn close.
You're
going to
be
sometimes.
Like doing the traffic, and you'll just cross your legs.
One can
Boom!
Only hope.
Be a perfect world.
I'll be calling him and call my cell phone.
I got it on vibrate.
Lisa, we don't hear about this very often in real life, but it does turn up on television about once a year. These girls that have orgasms without trying, they just fall into them.
They
I
just
guess.
Wish it.
It's about time for another one of those call-ins.
Would you like to be one of those people? Would you like to have that affliction?
I don't know.
Where it just comes out of nowhere?
Oh, you mean against my will?
Yeah, against your will.
No.
You know, there were people.
No, you don't want Thanksgiving dinner with the family.
Yeah, they would call in and say, they would say church, you know, whatever.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want
By
that.
By the way, the answer to that question is Absolutely. I don't even care where you are.
I probably couldn't keep this job.
Yes, you could.
Oh, okay.
We would forgive that.
You guarantee it?
What do you think? We'd get upset? You think that would be a problem?
Right in the middle of traffic, I'd just fall off my stool.
So what?
So to speak.
Screw traffic.
I don't know. They had an episode like that on Grey's Anatomy, and she had to have it fixed.
Yeah, and that's bogus.
She couldn't stay in school because in the middle of a class, she just...
Well, you don't...
What?
What's wrong with people?
The only thing you could do is travel with the circus, really.
I guess that's about it.
I mean, it would be dangerous even to drive, really, when you think about it. It'd be like having a seizure, I guess. But, oh, well, what a way to go, right? If it kills you, what a way to go.
Exactly like having a seizure.
Well, I'm saying in terms of the fact that you could lose control of the car over something that comes on suddenly that you have no control over. It's very much like a seizure.
Okay, it's exactly like a seizure. All right.
Now you're epileptic.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin DeBee Show. It's Thursday, and it's the 25th of January. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBee Show, shall we?
All right.
Harvey Levin, TMZ.com.
Yeah.
Yay, gossip.
All kinds of Hollywood gossip. There's always that. I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, but Lindsay Lohan was spotted going into her apartment complex.
Really?
Yeah. And she's spending apparently more time out of rehab than in. I think she had to go do laundry and, you know, clean up. I don't know what she was doing, but...
Because she has that the deal where she works during the day, right, and goes at night?
I think they denied that.
Oh, really?
I think Ralph was talking about that story. That they wouldn't let her out to go to her movie premiere, at
least. Well, to Sundance, but I thought she was allowed to work during the day.
Maybe.
Interesting. Well,
I think whatever she's doing is not going to stick.
Yeah, really.
It's a pretty good bet.
Whatever kind of half-hearted rehab that she's working on is not exactly going to get the results she's looking for, I don't think. She goes in like 1 hour a week. Also on today's show, we have to talk more about this Tom Cruise thing. The head of Scientology has now said that Tom Cruise is the new Jesus. He's drawing all kinds of parallels between the two. You know, they used to persecute Jesus and make fun of him. They persecute Tom Cruise and make fun of him. So he's like our present-day Jesus.
He's just spreading the word, man.
Yes.
Jesus used to perform miracles,
yes.
But Tom Cruise saves people's lives about once every 6 months.
They call him in the middle of the night so he can help them get off drugs, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. With vitamins and exercise.
Vitamins, right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're going to talk about that today because that seems odd. And where does John Travolta fit in all this? You know?
Oh,
is there Holy Spirit?
Apostle?
Is there a vice Jesus? I mean, do you think he's fighting? Do you think he called the guy from the Scientology and said, hey, wait a minute, at least I can fly? You know? So I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll get to the bottom of that. Also, Petros Papadakis is coming into the studio. What's the name of your show, Petros?
It's Pros versus Joes.
What is it?
Pros versus Joes.
Okay. Pros versus Joes.
Hard to hear.
This is a great show. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's on Spike. But last season, for example, Jerry Rice was one of the pros. And the guy said, oh, yeah, I think I could cover Jerry Rice. He's just a normal schmo.
Right.
And turns out he couldn't cover Jerry Rice's anywhere near. So they actually get the pro and they try this stuff
and
out.
And the big mouth?
And the big mouth, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Even pros past their prime are going to have more skills than the average guy who's never done it.
Yeah, no question about that. Yeah. I mean, that's a given. Also, I guess American Idol has some more bad singing.
Excellent.
It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. There is nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. It's going to take some time to do the things we never had.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
So all the songs in the world you choose to go into audition with.
Who did
and you
that?
Pick
what was that?
Toto. Africa. Her name was Fania, and she was one of the contestants.
Fania?
Last night.
Her name is Fania?
Fania.
Oh, Fania.
In the New York edition of American Idol.
Now, was last night the last the bad singers?
Well, we hope not. Last year, it seems like they had 6 or 7 days of
these auditions.
They had
more last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they did because they realize how popular they are. And last night was fantastic, as usual. And by the way, some of the hottest chicks you ever want to see in your life were on the show last night.
I find that hard to believe.
Dude.
Hottest chicks ever?
Yes.
Wow. All
there right. were some Kevin total hotties on the show last night.
Not going to watch.
And believe me, Simon is the guy who says, well, you're okay, but I think we're going to put you through anyway. Simon knows we're all going to be staying in a hotel in Hollywood trying to influence the judges.
Yep. He just says, you know, I think America would like you.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what he says.
By the way, the nickname for his penis is America, so that's why he.
That could be true.
Odd things that you love. Every one of Beans is an example. 7-Eleven, post office, all that BS, Pluto, whatever.
Right.
So, and Ralph, for some reason, is in love with hummingbirds. He will, if he sees a hummingbird, he'll stop everything he's doing and just watch it until it goes away. He can't help himself. Yeah. He loves hummingbirds.
Does he eat them or something?
No, how dare you. So anyway, we're going to, in the 6 o'clock hour, talk about odd things that you love. You know, Dave, the King of Mexico, Clippers. That's the same thing. This is ridiculous. You can't see how anybody would love that. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show as well. And we're going to give you some more details on Coachella, which is coming up April 27th through 29th. And more chances for you to qualify for that trip for two to Australia to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And you get to pick which day of Coachella you want to go to.
Great. So
that's coming up. Ralph's Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, you got...
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Short and sweet.
Wow.
Joey Dominguez from Fountain Valley up early this morning listening to Kevin Beach on K-Rock. Just picked up tickets for Kumar's epic movie, which opens up everywhere tomorrow. We got those for you all day long today. More Coachella tickets. We got Bear Mountain Lift tickets for you. A lot of reasons to suffer through the content of the Kevin Beach Show just to win free stuff. That's all morning long here on K-Rock. Ralph is here at 5:49 with our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
To avoid confusion, it's not Kumar's epic movie. It's not like another Kumar movie. I just want everyone to know. The actor who played Kumar is in epic movie.
It's good that he got killed off on 24, because then how would he be in it?
That's right.
You know?
He needed to make some time in his schedule.
So that's good.
All righty. Let's say you're an actor.
I'm an actor.
And you're working with an actress.
Yes.
Who has a history of lunacy. And she dated, she was a lesbian for a while, married a lesbian talk show host.
Sure.
Then decided, no, I'm going to start banging and then marrying the cameraman who is shooting a documentary on the lesbian talk show host.
Yes.
All right.
I have a child with that dude, but now I love you. Let's leave our spouses and start cohabitating. Would you say that was a wise choice?
I'd say she made good choices all the way along.
But sure. If you're the actor, would you choose to be with that woman?
To leave your wife for this part-time heterosexual person who is leaving her husband and a small child?
That's what I'm axing.
I think it sounds like forever to me.
I think for an F-buddy, maybe. But other than that, absolutely not.
Well, if you're James Tupper, who stars in Men in Trees along Anne Heche, that's the decision you've made.
Wow.
Entertainment Tonight last night ran the story that Anne Heche has left Coley LaFoon, her husband the past 6 years, and her son Homer for James Tupper, who's also married, and he has a child.
Aww.
But they decided that their love is much too strong to resist, and now they're gonna be together. And I think James Tupper's made an excellent choice.
You can't fight that kind of thing, Ralph.
He should say, well, sure, she was a lesbian, and she married... symbolically married Ellen DeGeneres, and then she left Ellen DeGeneres high and dry and became a heterosexual again and had a kid with this LaFoon.
Right.
But I think this is going to work out. I think this is the marriage is going to make her stick. This is the relationship that she's going to be able to successfully navigate as long as she doesn't get all hopped up on X and then go knocking on people's doors saying that she's waiting for the spaceship to land. I think then we might have some problems. If she avoids that, I think we're good.
You sound like you don't believe it's going to work, Ralph.
This guy's an idiot. That's what I'm trying to get across.
See, you're negative. You don't have belief in the human spirit.
But at least they combine on a show, Men in Trees, that's a huge popular hit, and that'll be around forever, so they'll be working together for a long time. So this isn't just like being in summer camp. This is a real relationship.
I am very sad because I love that show, and I love him. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumb,
and
though.
Now,
beautiful and dumb.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. It's very sad.
He's going to have sex with her for maybe 2-3 times. That's it. Be over.
People. Ask me first before you do these things. That's what I'm saying. Just run it past me. I'll let you know.
We start a new bit called Run It Past Us.
Run It Past Me. That's all I wanted you to do.
Maybe you should.
Britney Spears was spotted in West Hollywood last Sunday at a store called Trashy Lingerie that I'm very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's they're in La Cienega, and they sell custom-made, high-end, sort of, as you imagine, trashy lingerie.
Right. So,
for the whore look. You know, the problem was that people thought it was maybe inappropriate that in her arms while she was shopping and trying stuff on was Sean Preston, her young son.
Yeah.
At least they're spending some quality time together.
See,
at least she's
good.
Not with the kids. But at least she takes him to the whore store.
That kid's going to grow up to be a horn dog.
Yeah.
If you're that young and you're in that store.
But on the other side, look, at least she's looking into underwear. And I think we all need to be supportive of that.
That's true.
Good point.
She's been lacking in that department as of late.
Yes.
And the prayers of a grateful nation are answered.
In a related story, K-Fed is apparently trying to make contact with Britney, begging her to get into rehab to get her life together.
When
K-Fed says you need to get your life together, you should just forego rehab and just kill yourself. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another great K-Fed story. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but apparently the folks in the fast food restaurant union are furious that Kevin Federline will be portraying one of their own in that commercial during the Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
You know, he's doing an insurance commercial that the theme is you never know what blows life is going to send your way, and you have to be prepared at all times, and they're going to show him being a star and then suddenly working behind the counter at a fast food restaurant. And the fast food restaurant workers union is furious, saying it makes fast food restaurant workers look in a bad light.
That's awesome.
Kevin Federline's reducing the role of the pimply-faced kid who makes fries.
By the way,
he's insulted to have Kevin Federline even connected with his profession.
Stars should be upset as well that he's being portrayed as a star.
Yeah. So the National Restaurant Association is unhappy with the commercial. And next, you know, the Wife Beaters Association is going to complain and say it makes wife beaters look bad.
Is there anyone that loves him or even likes him?
No.
Anyone?
No.
That's imagine even the Wiggas are on board with him. They even have to think, oh, please, please don't be like that.
Yeah, he's making us look bad.
Got four stories in the celebrity romance department regarding stars and celebrity athletes and their relationships.
Okay.
Eva Longoria and San Antonio Spurs boyfriend Tony Parker will be getting married in July, according to Us Weekly magazine. July 7th, 07.
Ooh, very popular wedding date this year.
07, 07, 07.
Wow.
You get it? Sevens.
And that's a good number.
It's good luck, man.
Okay.
Lucky sevens.
And that'll make a difference in their marriage because?
Yes, that will make it everything easy for them.
All right.
He's a fan.
No, he's not.
I don't know. That's questionable.
However, Tom Brady of the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fag.
Now I'm backing you. He just broke up with Bridget Moynihan, the actress Bridget Moynihan.
Right.
And according to the New York Daily News, she is taking it very tough. Friends are worried about how depressed she is and how fast she's losing weight and how she's spending all her free time at the gym. Apparently, she feels it was her being not in quite the shape that she wanted to be in that caused the breakup.
Why is that funny?
Because Mike likes it when women have poor self-esteem.
How is that funny?
She's one of the most beautiful women in the world, and he made her self-esteem even lower.
That's domination. That's what Mike likes.
Why is that funny?
Not helping things is the fact that Gisele Bündchen is now hanging out with Tom Brady.
Oh, that doesn't help at all.
So Bridget feels a little worse in comparison, I suppose.
Bridget should start dating Peyton Manning. That'll hurt Tom Brady more than anything she could do.
She should bang him on television.
Yep.
Brady is concerned, however, because Bridget was the only one who knew how to rewire him if he ever had a problem with his robot insides. And Gisele hasn't quite got the handbook down yet.
He does seem like a robot.
No, not at all. You see him walking off the field after the game, after the AFC Championship game?
Beep, meep, 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 meep.
No emotion on his face, nothing, no sadness, no joy. He just went to get his batteries recharged. That's all he could think about.
Yep.
He just wanted to plug himself into the wall.
He beeps when he backs up, when he's looking for a receiver. You can actually hear the beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. I've seen him. He's filled with wires.
He's amazing.
He's filled with wires.
But no emotion, you're right.
Derek Jeter and actress Jessica Biel, that's already over. That's old news.
Really?
That's old news.
That's what I'm talking about.
Apparently, Derek is now hooked up with actress Gabrielle Union.
Jesus. Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Meanwhile, Jessica Biel has been seen hanging out with Justin Timberlake. They were spotted flirting together at the Golden Globes, and she was backstage at his concert in San Diego. So,
and she said,
I like meat.
Yes, she did. She may be the hottest thing going right
now. Something.
She really is, yeah.
Thank you.
She's something.
The more I see of her, I mean, she's been around forever. She's been on the Seventh Heaven show and everything, and she was always sort of in the periphery of my babe vision.
Right.
But now that she's front and center, she's diabolical.
She has had to break into your top ten, hasn't she?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And hotter than Jessica Alba, though, you guys? Of the hot 10. Jessica actresses?
They're neck to neck.
I'd like to see
how
them
do
neck
you choose?
Neck.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I think Jessica may be even prettier than what's the other one?
Than Jessica
Alba. Jessica Biel's maybe prettier than Jessica Alba, I think, facially. Wow. And body-wise, too. Her body's pretty dynamic.
It's a tough call.
It is. They're right up there. And Jenna Jameson recently celebrated the birthday of her boyfriend, Ultimate Fighter Tito Ortiz. Last night they were in Vegas. She dressed up as one of the Pussycat Dolls and popped out of a cake and did a lap dance for Tito at the Pure Nightclub in Caesar's Palace.
Well, all right then.
I respect Tito with all of my heart, and I think Jen is a lovely, lovely lady, and I would say nothing disparaging about either of them.
Are you afraid he's going to beat you up?
Very, very much. Very much.
Tito, what was it like when your girlfriend jumped out of the cake? Was that a big thrill for you?
It's me, man. Mihai say, come to the rob the bomb, the go boom boom.
We're talking about Tito Ortiz.
Tito Ortiz, not Tito from Power, no.
Oh, my bad.
What station are you on? What station is it?
105.9.
Oh, that's right. And Isaiah Washington, I mentioned yesterday, he was in danger of losing his job over there in Grey's Anatomy because of his big mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday he announced he's going into rehab.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Not for drugs or alcohol.
For what?
For psychological counseling.
Well, there's no such thing, is there?
Well, there is now. He said, this is a necessary step towards understanding why I did what I did and making sure it never happens again. So he's going to go into severe psychological, deep, check himself in for some counseling to fix him.
This is such a BS PR move.
Do you think?
Oh.
You think maybe he's just desperate to keep his job?
This just reeks.
It's so pathetic.
It's like Michael Richards saying, I don't know where it just came through me. Where would that come from? I don't know.
He's got a get down and boogie and get his act together.
That's what he says, yes.
Yeah. And finally, Hugh Hefner has spoken out about Kelly Osbourne saying how desperately she wants to appear in Playboy magazine. Remember I told you that story a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Kelly Osbourne wants to get very naked and appear in the pages of Playboy.
And Hugh?
Hugh has been silent up to this point on the issue.
Yes.
Yesterday, he finally spoke out. I can't see it happening somehow.
Yes.
Hugh said, we don't airbrush to that extent. God bless Hugh Hefner. That's all I got to say.
There's not that much airbrushing in the world.
We don't have that much paint or much air. That much air, actually.
I'll just get an artist to draw.
Exactly. Draw a sketch of a hot right. ish Kelly Osbourne.
What would she look like if she were hot?
CGI. Happy celebrity birthday. Only one worth of mentioning today. Okay. Alicia Keys turns 26 years old today.
Oh, amazing.
Not only is she a very talented singer-songwriter, but she's in the new film Smokin' Aces that opens up this week.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah, so you can check her out playing a hit woman. She tries to kill Jeremy Piven.
She does?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a hit woman.
She doesn't strike me as a hit woman. So.
Well, maybe she'll surprise you. Right. Maybe she'll stretch. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
As you know, Coachella is coming up very soon. It's April 27, 28, and 29. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Wow.
And we're still giving away tickets for that. And that qualifies you for destination number 4 for K-Rock's World Tour 2007, which is the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Sydney, Australia. And like we say, it's in the past, it's been 2 nights. Now it's 3 nights. So they have to have 3 different headliners. Headlining Friday is Bjork. Headlining Saturday is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And headlining Sunday is the reunited Rage Against the Machine.
That is exciting.
There's a little something for everybody there. There's 3 different flavors for you. And, of course, you know, ahead of those bands going on at the end of the night, you've got dozens and dozens of other bands. They got the DJ tents again this year. And they really know how to put on this festival. This is the 8th year they've done it. And, Kevin, you've been a bunch of the years.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how much fun it is. I mean, it's a weekend. The cool thing, as we found out earlier this week, is you can, you know, buy tickets for all 3 days and camp there if you want. You don't even have to worry about going back and forth to the venue. You just stay there all weekend and just rock out.
Starting from Thursday night, you can go all the way through Monday for $45. I think that's the price for camping.
That's amazing.
But, you know, Zach, not an easy guy to talk to from Rage Against the Machine. He's not a big fan of doing interviews, but we do have the other 2 lead singers. We thought we would try to bring them on and get some more information. We have Bjork on the line. Good morning, Bjork.
Good morning, Kevin and Dean. Welcome to the magical cocoon that is in the pool of life.
Thank you, Bjork. And we also have the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, headlining Saturday, Anthony Kiedis. Good morning, Anthony.
Well, good morning to you as well, Andy. It's always nice to talk. What? Right. It's nice to talk to you, the Kevin Beecher. Listen, I know you guys are, you know, headlining the Friday and the Saturday night of Coachella, but do you know each other, Bjork? Have you met Anthony?
The blossom of the elk often runs in the woods when the stream goes past the magical bison.
Is that yes or no?
Cocoons often have the butterflies of death.
Anthony, let's try Anthony. Anthony, have you met Bjork?
Oh, skillaby bop, we rock a lot of school and do a pink tutu. Skillaby bop, bop, a Coca-Cola fan.
Are you a fan of the kind of music that Bjork does? It's very different from your own.
Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong. Wicked, dicky, dicky.
Okay. Bjork, are you excited about the day you're on? You're on Friday, April 27th. You got Interpol, you got Jesus and Mary Chain, the Arctic Monkeys, a whole bunch of different bands. And are you looking forward to seeing any of them?
The pearls inside Venus often go down into the depths of the tide pool, where all the magical fairies dance on the head of my head.
Bjork, I think we're speaking English here. Are you able to understand the questions? Because none of your answers seem to be matching what we're asking you.
The snake wraps around the heart and always with the death inside me.
Okay. Anthony, you've got the Arcade Fire, the Decemberists, the Good, the Bad, and the Queen. You have Kings of Leon, a ton of bands on your day. Are you looking forward to any of those bands? All right, let me give the same question to both of you. Sunday night, Rage Against the Machine is reforming for one show. Bjork, are you interested in seeing that? Are you going to stick around?
The worms inside the mule often hang like an anchor around the head of Aphrodite.
Okay, so we're going to take that as a yes. How about you, Anthony Kiedis?
Yes, so. Mustard and mayo, Leo.
Right.
For your mama, a barbecue, dang, dang. Dang, dang, dong, dong, ding.
I think maybe okay. We'll just wait and catch up with them on stage that weekend instead.
Thank you, Bjork.
I get ecstatic when my blood is filled with neon.
Thank you, Anthony. We're going to talk about the odd things that you love, because Ralph was talking to us a couple of days ago about how much he loves hummingbirds,
yep.
And his wife can't understand it.
No one can.
Ralph really can't even explain it.
No. So
whenever there's a hummingbird around, he's transfixed.
I'm like a cat with catnip. And here's the thing. I don't obsess about hummingbirds. I don't have a big hummingbird collection at home. I don't have little stuffed hummingbirds
yet
on my shelf. I don't care about hummingbirds. I go through my life every day without thinking of hummingbirds.
Right.
The minute I see a hummingbird, forget it. I'm goner.
Everything else is gone.
Everything else is meaningless to me. I will stare and watch a hummingbird do his thing for as long as he's willing to do it.
Your mom could be standing next to you and say, your dad just had a heart attack.
I'm on fire. Ralph, I'm on fire. Can I have that bucket of water you're holding? Leave me alone. I'm watching the hummingbirds. That's what I would say to her.
But in your defense, Ralph, to completely understand what's going on here, their wings move really fast.
That is true.
And you know, I'm lucky enough. I've got banana trees in my home.
Banana trees?
I know.
Okay.
And they have a uniquely fragrant giant blossom.
Right.
And these hummingbirds love the crap out of these flowers.
So you just sit outside and watch hummingbirds all day?
And they just fly around and they go, you hear that hum.
Yeah.
Right.
Hence the name, hummingbird.
Right.
But they also make a sound. They also have like a little call.
They do?
Yeah.
And does somebody else repeat it?
And they talk to each other, and then sometimes they're perched. I'd never seen them perch until I had these trees.
What do you mean perch? Just
stop. I've never seen a hummingbird sit someplace before. And they're beautiful. They look like little emeralds and rubies. They're luminescent.
What the hell's wrong with you?
They're fascinating birds. I love them so much.
Now, do you love any other birds?
I mean, I couldn't give a crap about any bird.
You're not a bird lover.
Birds blow, in my opinion.
Really?
But the hummingbird is magical.
For some reason.
I think it has magical powers, the hummingbird.
Is that right?
And you know, it doesn't even have a beak. It's got like a tube. It's got like a straw for a beak.
Yeah,
It's a long, hollow beak, and they just suck the nectar out of flowers.
Now you're talking out your ass.
It's fascinating.
Have any interest.
It's a creature like from another dimension or something, from a mythical planet. It's like a unicorn. Shouldn't even be on our planet. It doesn't make any sense. It's amazing.
It's like a platypus. You just look at it and go, well, there's no way that's real, right? It's too cool. Do you still live on that banana plantation in Costa Rica and fly in every morning?
Yes.
Bizarre.
Yes, that's where I live, in the banana plantation.
So we started to talk about Ralph and his love for hummingbirds. And then, of course, you know, let's be honest. Anybody that's listened to the show for any amount of time, you know Bean is the poster child for odd loves.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I feel myself sort of now connected in the same sentence as Bean, which troubles me.
Bean loves 7-Eleven, and most of us just stop there if we need something.
Sure.
Let's say you really want a Coke, or you really are starving, you want a candy bar or something. You have to have something on your way to your location. You'll stop off at a 7-Eleven only if you have to. He for the longest time would not pick an apartment if it wasn't within walking distance of a 7-Eleven.
I do enjoy having the convenience of the convenience store, but I mean, think about it. 7-Eleven has 100,000 items in it, all of which are inexpensive, most of which are delicious. I mean, how do you, and it's open 24 hours a day. How can there be anything better than a 7-Eleven?
I almost never go to a 7-Eleven.
Not if I can help
what
it.
What do I need there?
That's the point. That's the point. Everybody else, like I say, stops if they have to. Same thing with the post office. Nobody wants to go to the post office.
If I go to the post office twice a year, that's too
You're
much.
Miserable, too.
Yes.
You go there when you absolutely have no other option.
Yes.
That's when you go to the post office. Bean,
you guys are
thrilled to go to the post office every day.
See, I think Bean shouldn't even be introduced into this conversation because I think we'd rather talk about regular, normal human beings.
That's a good point.
That get caught up almost, as a surprise to them by some one fascinating factor they can't really explain away.
It's not that their whole being is wrapped up in these kind of stuff like Bean.
They don't seek it out.
Okay. Like Bean does. Touch lamps.
See, that's an example. Perfectly normal human being has a fascination with touch lamps.
I love those lamps where you just touch them and they go on.
Because
they're awesome.
She gets a rare kind of joy out of touch lamps.
I do. I'm like filled with glee every time I do it and it works. They're just so fun.
I'll tell you, sometimes it can take you a half hour, 45 minutes to turn that lamp off if you don't have a touch lamp.
You got
to
get the right tool.
It's
right?
Magical.
Why don't you get the clapper or whatever that is? You don't even have to touch.
That's annoying.
Oh, that's annoying.
Touch lamp is silent.
That's silent. Yeah, I just heard you.
Okay, so Lisa's kind of normal, and she likes touch lamps.
I love them.
Ralph doesn't even like birds.
Have no interest in birds except for the hummingbird.
So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Odd things that you love. You might not even be able to figure it out. Your friends mock you for it because it doesn't make any sense that you would end up loving whatever it is you happen to love. There are people out there, a lot of people out there who have that one-off oddity.
Yeah.
I had a friend who grew up in Philadelphia who was had a fixation with formica. Are you familiar with the tabletop material formica?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Smooth, sort of, cool to the touch formica.
Yeah.
He would go into people's houses, and if you were in his kitchen, he would just start running his hands over your formica. He loved the tactile sensation of formica.
Did he do anything else weird like that?
He wasn't crazy about marble or any other sort of smooth.
Really? Had to be formica.
Rock, but he loved formica.
Well, that's just wrong.
I know. It's inexplainable.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. Odd things that you love, and we'll take your calls when we get back. We're talking about odd things that you love. You're kind of normal in most ways, but there's something that you just are fascinated with that, A, you can't understand, and B, certainly your friends can't understand. Ralph, for some reason, is obsessed with hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Dave, the King of Mexico, who just walked into the studio, he said a word to me, and I said, no. No. What are you obsessed with?
Wombats.
Wombats? Really?
Yeah.
What is it about wombats that you're obsessed with?
They're awesome. They're little bears, and they walk on all 4 feet, and they're so cute. They're little... Wombats are awesome.
Aren't they the bulldozers or the bush, Dave? That's what we're talking about.
They dig and bury themselves in there and just hang out and sleep.
How does Lee know their nickname?
Because they're so big on the National Geographic Channel and stuff like that. The wombats are very popular.
Now, do you love other small animals like that? That's the exception.
Just a wombat.
And
it's only, they only live in Australia. So the only time I've seen one was at the LA Zoo, and that's it.
Okay, I got you.
Well, so you guys know, in that vein, and I know I'm supposed to be excluded from this conversation, but you know that I adore tapirs, right?
Right,
you know,
sure.
They're like my favorite animal of all time. But, I mean, I have little tapir statues in my house. I mean, I just think they're the coolest things ever.
If I could own a wombat, I would.
Look, we could do another half hour on you, Bean. We really could on every single thing that you love, but you're the poster boy for this. We're talking about Dave, who doesn't like strange things, but is obsessed with wombats.
Yes.
Wombats. Have a picture on my fridge.
520-1067. You must see it a lot, Dave. Let's talk to Steve in Riverside because this is an example of what we're talking about. Like, out of the blue, how does this become your thing that you're into?
Steve, hi.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Hi, Steve.
Odd things you love. What are you obsessed with?
Man, I don't even know why, but I'm 30 years old, and ever since I was in high school, I had a fascination to collect anything and everything with a picture of Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro.
I don't even affiliate with the Communist Party.
Are you a pink commie bastard?
No, not at all.
Do you like the idea that he's a dictator and can do anything he wants? What is it that you like about him?
I don't think that he can do anything he wants. It's more of his style, the way he carries himself, and the thing that he did with with the revolution.
What attracted you to him in high school, though? Because when I was in high school, I was throwing rocks at my neighbor Robbie Joyner. I wasn't thinking about foreign leaders.
I don't know. My friend, he gave me one of his books, and ever since then, I started collecting stamps, old-time magazines, life magazines.
Interesting. Wow.
T-shirts.
How sad are you? He may be, you know, on death's door now.
He's pretty much dying.
Well, all I know that if he dies pretty soon, all the things that I have are going to go up in value.
That's true. Interesting. Smart. Are you going to start following his brother or whoever is the president now?
No, it's just Fidel Castro himself.
Okay. Fidel or die.
He's not down with Raul.
All right, Steve, keep that to yourself. Thanks for calling.
By the way, Steve probably saw this, but the funniest story yesterday is, you know Hugo Chavez, who's that crazy Venezuelan president?
Oh, yeah.
He was giving a speech yesterday, and somehow Fidel Castro came up, and he said, oh, I talk to him all the time. He's up. He's walking. In fact, he's almost jogging. He's almost jogging. Everybody else is saying he's like 30 minutes from death.
Which he probably is. Caitlin in Redlands, good morning.
Hi. I have this weird obsession with spoons.
Spoons?
Yes.
Regular spoons?
Yes, just like any metal spoon. And really because, like, you can eat ice cream, and ice cream is, like, my favorite food.
Me too, but I'm not...
you there.
Listen, ice cream, they always say if you're on an island and you could have one food, for me it's ice cream. There's hands down, no question.
Do they have refrigeration on your island?
Yelped, Kevin.
And I eat ice cream, you know, with spoons, but I've not... That love has not transferred from me to the spoon.
Well, they're shiny, and, like, you can look at them, and you look funny, and you can, like, lick them and stick them on your nose.
No, that's true. You can't do that with Fidel Castro.
Caitlin, are you retarded?
No.
No, okay.
Do you like the band Spoon?
Yes.
Oh, are you should, obsessed with any other type of thing like that, or is that just a one-off?
A spork, kind of.
A spork. Well, sure, that's kind of a spork.
It's in the family.
I wonder,
the spoon family. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Thank you for
it's
the
pure.
Call.
Her love is pure.
She can look at it. She can look at it, and it makes her look funny.
What about Jeannie in Sherman Oaks, while we're talking about odd items around the house? How does this become your object of affection?
Jeannie?
Good morning.
Hi.
Odd love.
No idea. I love broken sprinklers.
Okay, sprinklers now you're that just, don't work.
Sprinklers that don't work, they just shoot up in the air.
Oh, so you like...
Oh, sprinklers
that
are like geysers.
You must like water. You like water, then.
Yes, I do.
Broken sprinklers.
They're like fountains.
So if
the bigger the better.
So if they come up and they spray, you know, like a nice pattern regularly, you don't like those at all because they're not broken.
Even the little ones, they're just amazing to me.
They're amazing to you.
They're really amazing.
What's amazing about them?
I don't know. It's
how do they work?
It's magic.
Kevin, the water comes out of the hose, and then it goes off in a bunch of different directions when you attach a sprinkler to it. You don't get it.
Do you love a lot of weird things, or is this just one thing that you can't figure out why?
This is basically the one thing I can't figure out.
Wow.
Okay. Fantastic. Huh. Thank you, Jeannie.
Tell no one. Cool. Thank you for calling.
Let's try Sylvia in Artesia. Now, I've heard of people who are obsessed with the bubble wrap. They love the bubble wrap.
Yeah.
They can't get enough of popping the bubble wrap. But Sylvia is even a little odder than that.
Sylvia, hi.
Good morning.
What are you obsessed with? What do you love?
I like clear cellophane paper that you wrap like gift baskets in, but the one that turns iridescent when you crinkle it. So you see like the purple and the green and the pink and...
Right.
So it's the gift cellophane. It's not, you're not talking about like saran wrap. That doesn't do anything for you. It has to be the fancy stuff.
No, saran wrap. No, it has to be the stuff that has like the crinkle sound when you crumple it. Like I'll take it with me. I have a roll in the back of my car. And I take it with me, and if people are, like, feeling down, I kind of give them a piece. And even if just, like...
Okay, wait. I got to stop you there. So let's say you're in the car with somebody who's, quote, kind of down.
Okay.
And you hand them a piece of cellophane paper.
The kind that changes colors, Kevin.
Right. Oh, I have to pull over and get it out of my trunk, but yeah.
Okay, of course. Does that, in all cases, cheer them up?
Most of the time it will.
Or do they get out of the car and say, you are out of your mind,
and
I'll
hit you with the roll of paper?
No, most of the time it'll cheer them up just because it's like so strange to them that it's like... Because
it's absurd.
I don't know. I love it. And I'm pretty normal other than that, I think.
Well, I like this idea, and I think I want a roll.
Well, ladies, how about giving a handy once in a while to cheer people up rather than clear cellophane paper, all right?
You don't understand.
I'm just saying.
He understands guys. If you're trying to cheer them up, cellophane paper, not exactly the way to go.
Thank you, Sylvia. Do we have time for Richard? Because I've never heard of such a crazy thing as this one.
Yeah.
Richard, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, good. Richard.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love the smell of skunks.
Skunks?
Oh, it's the worst smell ever.
Have you ever been driving down the road and...
Of course.
Says, oh, you know, a skunk got hit and you could smell it?
Of course.
Yes.
I have to roll down the window.
So that you can smell it more?
Yeah. Oh man, it grosses my girlfriend out.
If you could get sprayed by a skunk, would you be happy?
I don't know so much getting sprayed.
Yeah, you'd throw up.
Out the window when you could smell it. It smells so good.
Oh my god.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's just a sweet scent.
No. No, it's not really.
It's like one of the worst.
Yeah. I met one other person like that. And
are you attracted to the smell of throw up?
No, that's
just
gross.
Checking. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Just checking.
And the skunk smell, I mean, if you ride right through it, I mean, it lingers too. I mean, you still smell in the car for a while. Yeah. You have got to be so happy. You should be trying to hit skunks when you're out in the car.
Yeah, you could turn on the heater, but no, just the smell of skunks is just, for some reason, I really like it.
Okay.
Well, let's mark the date today that now officially we've heard everything. This could be the last day of the Kevin and Bean Show because we're done. All conversation has been had.
Thank you for the calls. My girl likes my armpits. I think that's kind of a sexual turn on that we've talked about before. Boy Meets World, Nick is obsessed with. And Jelsa loves the smell of paper.
Huh.
So we got some weirdos out there. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Did you know the hummingbird's the only bird that can fly backwards?
Don't care.
No.
I have heard that.
Impressive. Did know that. No interest.
It can hover, too. You ever seen a hummingbird?
I have seen one spot,
and they go, and go to another place, and you hover there. It moves like a UFO.
Sometimes we do a call-in topic, and then we move on?
Yeah. Can't move on from the hummingbird.
I was just thinking we could do that here.
Hummingbirds now and forever. Okay. It's like cats.
Cats. But even cats end in one day, Ralph.
But not Hummingbird, the musical, when I finish it. Oh, I can't wait to star in that. Isaiah Washington.
Guilty.
Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, something. What do you do when you're about to lose your job because you're an a-hole and you don't want to lose your job? Well, you check yourself into a rehab, don't you?
You go to rehab.
That is the modern way of getting out of anything. That's how you get instant forgiveness in the eyes of the Americans, is just to go into rehab.
Well, you know what? It's moving the blame off of you to alcohol or drugs or whatever it is.
I'm a victim.
Right, exactly.
Not my fault. I have a disease.
It wasn't me. It was the whatever talking.
I'm an ignorant hater of gay people disease.
Can I ask a question, though, about Isaiah Washington? The fact that he's apologized and put out a press release apologizing to viewers, to gays and lesbians, to his co-stars, to America, the fact that he's met with the gay and lesbian groups and promised he won't do it anymore, why isn't that enough? What else do they need him to do?
Because he's a repeat offender.
Yes, he did it twice.
He said it the first time and then denied that he said it. And then did not make things right with the person he offended, and then went publicly and said that hateful word again.
Right. And then he's done all that other stuff since then.
Yeah, but Bean, it would be like if Mel Gibson. If Mel Gibson did that another time, there's no amount of apologize.
If Mel Gibson was at the Golden Globes and won an award and went backstage and said, you know, the Jews did kill Christ. Let's get that straight, okay? All right, thanks everybody for this award. I really appreciate it. Then everything he had done would make it hollow sounding, I think.
He's a repeat offender, dude.
Exactly. And
you know what he needs?
I need to drop down and get my thing together.
He would have been fine if he shut his mouth, but the Golden Globes thing was the thing that set everybody off.
There's no question.
Now, you're forcing us to do something now because you won't shut up.
What rehab is he in then?
He's in a psychological counseling rehab.
Well, that doesn't exist.
I don't recall a particular rehab for that.
Does that exist?
But it apparently is a intensive psychological counseling
place.
Session that goes on for days.
All right.
They wean you off the of the gay word.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Try to get you to say it, then they whip you?
Yeah. This is a necessary step toward understanding why I did what I did and making sure it never happens again.
There's no way to understand why that happened.
No, he's confused. He doesn't know why he said that. And the fact that I think he outed his co-star who wasn't prepared to go out but had to because
that made it worse.
Said, and then he got a fight with Patrick Dempsey over it. I think everything this guy did was compounded and compounded and compounded. Like if Michael Richards came on stage again and said the N-word.
Right.
Which after all the apologies and everything else, people say, well, you're just lying. You're not really sorry.
Right.
Then.
This is the only guy who's a repeat offender.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock, another case of a celebrity coming to the aid of regular folks like me.
Well, I'm sure she saved a life.
And you. She didn't save a life.
Oh, okay.
But she was in an L.A. Kings hockey game recently, and two boys in the stands were hit by a puck.
Wow.
And were bleeding. She rushed to their aid and started to take care of them. Sending Jesse James and Kid Rock to go get ice for the boys while she took care of them. Give me some ice, stat!
Why was Kid Rock with them?
They're friends, apparently. Oh, Jesse okay. James and Kid Rock are friends. But they were all there, and she rushed to the aid of the boys and sent Jesse James and Kid Rock to get some ice from the concession stand and tended to their wounds until medical help could arrive.
That boy was like, I didn't think I was this injured, but it looks like...
Sandra Bullock's crawling all over me.
Sandra Bullock is rescuing me. What's going on?
Right.
Lost my mind.
And here's a new reality TV show in the Netherlands that is causing some people distress.
Yes.
SBS 6 TV, which is a network in the Netherlands, is planning a new reality dating show featuring contestants that are disfigured.
Yay!
Hosted by Heather Mills?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? The show will be called Love at Second Sight.
Oh, no.
And it premieres on February 20th.
What is this, like burn victims? And
well, they're searching for contestants as we speak, Kevin, on their website. It says, do you have a visible serious handicap and are you looking for a partner? A poll recently in the Netherlands shows that 85% of Dutch viewers hate the idea.
Oh.
Producers are billing the show as a platform for people with such problems to share their experiences and feelings in a positive way. That's what I'm sure it's all about. It's not about mocking the disfigured, right?
It's a way to start the healing.
Yes.
Yes.
They should go into disfigurement rehab.
We should do that here and have Simon be a judge.
Oh, I love that show so much. They have to make it. By the way, I don't know if you saw the clip on Access Hollywood last night of one of the guys who's trying to get a date on the show. Did you see any of this?
No.
I think I have it.
Hey, Frank. How come you haven't gotten up yet?
Oh, wet and sticky.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not tarred love. It's regular people who are just disfigured.
I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. To me, it had everything.
By the way, this is not a joke. The show was originally entitled Monster Love.
Oh,
really?
Geez.
But they altered it.
They're so gutless.
They decided to go with Love at Second Sight instead.
Monster.
Great show.
Why didn't they just call it The Amazing Face? Big Ugly Brother would have been good. Who wants to marry a hunchback? Oh, you know, those kind of things.
Somebody listening that does those kinds of shows, put that
this
into the
works. This message goes out to ugly people and fat people. Don't reproduce.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough. Spike Lee is set to direct a movie about the late James Brown. First, they got to find his body.
Yes, they do.
No, first they have to cast it. So, some names have been thrown around. I want to get your opinion on some of these names.
Right.
Usher has been talked about playing James.
I think he can
sure sing and dance. That's for sure.
He can dance like a mofo.
I don't think he's got the though.
Probably not.
He's not streety, sort of gritty, funky.
But who does?
Affleck,
the duck from Affleck.
The duck? Yeah, the commercials.
Affleck. Good. Affleck. Ben Affleck. Terrence Howard has been talked about it. But people who know The Godfather as well, or knew him rather, say Terrence is too big and sort of handsome.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be distracting. Jamie Foxx, they said, could pull it off. He's got a long track record of playing dead black singers,
I guess.
He won an Oscar for Ray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andre 3000.
Oh,
I think that would be interesting casting.
I do too.
He can sing and dance pretty good.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
His name's been thrown
into the ring. You don't think Snoop could do
it? I love Snoop. He can't dance like James Brown.
I feel good.
Isn't he also way too tall to play James Brown, too? Snoop's a big guy.
Don Cheadle?
Yeah, maybe.
He could pull the voice and mannerisms, but he probably couldn't sing enough to
pull
it through. I don't know if he can sing or not. Denzel Washington has been talked about.
No, I don't think so.
Ludacris. His name has been bandied about. He did that role in Crash. He was great in that.
He was great in that.
You can act in that.
Maybe.
You don't think so?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. James Brown was such a unique
dancer.
Especially the dancing and his voice, even. Both were really super unique.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one name I'm still waiting for on that list that I haven't heard yet, Ralph, and that's Eddie Murphy.
No way.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Kevin, you didn't see Dreamgirls.
No.
No, I don't think anybody could take him seriously in a dramatic role.
Have you seen the billboards for his new
Daddy Daycare or Norbit?
He was great in Dreamgirls.
I agree with everything you're saying, except Dreamgirls is a very James Brown type. He's really more Jackie Wilson in Dreamgirls, but he could totally play. He can totally sing and dance. I think he'd be fantastic.
He's Norbit.
I understand he is. Look, he makes mostly horrible movies, but he is talented when he wants to be.
Well, the front runner so far, according to big-time producers, is Dakota Fanning.
So that seems odd.
We'll have to wait and see how she does.
She's good, but is she that good?
Oh, our prayers have been answered.
Yes.
It was officially announced yesterday, you probably heard it, that the Van Halen reunion tour is a go. David Lee Roth joining up with Eddie Van Halen to go back on the road with the original lineup of Van Halen, baby.
Nobody cares.
I care.
Let's.
I never saw them in concert back in the day when they were.
No one did. Let's start a pool of how long that tour is going to last because they drive each other out of their minds.
Yeah. Bass player Michael Anthony will not be on the tour. He's being replaced by Eddie's 15-year-old son, Wolfgang.
That hurts. Who's replacing me then? My son.
But the other dude, I think, is going to be in there. What's his name?
Alex.
That dude?
The other dude.
Alex Van Halen, the brother. Yeah, so he'll be there.
Kevin, why do you say nobody saw Van Halen? They were together for a long time. They did lots of big tours with millions and millions of people.
I don't know.
I had my chance. I never got around to seeing them. So I'd like to see Diamond Dave.
It's been a long time, I think was my point. Hasn't it been a long time since they
played? Yeah, absolutely. It's been many hairs ago for Diamond Dave.
Yes, it was.
Many hairs ago. And speaking of music.
Diamond Dave, that's who should play.
Oh,
James Brown?
Yeah. You're not going to like this, Kevin.
What?
But the number one CD in America right now?
What?
Chris Daughtry from American Idol has the number one CD in America. Outselling Dreamgirls, the movie soundtrack, which is number two.
And that's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
This is a CD that's been out for many weeks, too.
Yeah.
And has continued to sell well and now is back at number one.
People
it's
are
not like this
it.
Is just first week and his fans went out. I mean, this one has stuck around.
People are digging it.
That's baloney.
What can I tell you?
It doesn't make sense.
American Idol rules the world.
You have your head up your ass.
Dreamgirls is number two. Jump In. I don't even know what Jump In is.
New Disney movie.
Really?
Yes.
Is it in the theaters?
No, it's a
on TV
the
show?
Disney Channel. Yeah, this year's High School Musical.
Have you seen Jump In?
Well, it's not about me so much as it
have
is.
Have you seen it?
Well, the point is, they
have
put the album.
Have you seen it?
I may have sneaked a peek, but I mean, I didn't buy the album yet.
Oh. Yeah.
It's no High School Musical, but it's very popular.
If Bean was in any other line of work, he'd be under surveillance. Given his lifestyle,
he should be now.
His choice of creepy fascinations and obsessions.
He hates kids, but he'll watch their TV programming.
He is four or five days away from walking in and having that guy from Dateline NBC say, "Are you enjoying your stay here in the house?" Seriously. Dressed as a postman, carrying a big gulp, with a copy of Jump In under his arm.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Carine Bailey Rae is number four on the top CD charts. Convicted is number five, Akon. Future Sex and Love Sounds, Justin Timberlake, number six. Now that's what I call music volume 23. That juggernaut keeps on rolling.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Number seven. All the Right Reasons, Nickelback, number eight. Some Hearts by Carrie Underwood is number nine. And Beyoncé's B-Day is number 10 in the top.
Not much of a K-Rock list, is it?
Not so much.
You're not exactly in touch
with. Well, unless you count Jump In, which I'm sure there's a lot of K-Rock artists on the Jump In soundtrack.
Sure.
The Disney Channel.
Yeah.
The Bean watches.
Yeah.
This is for people who are all caught up on Hannah Montana and they're looking for something new.
Hey, you stop talking.
Today's celebrity birthday is just Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Unless you want to talk about Matt Odmark, guitarist for Jars of Clay.
No?
No, you were right the first time.
Okay, Alicia Keys is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Last night, American Idol. I guess we're into what, week two or three now? They're in New York City last night for 2 big hours, and the show continues to be fantastic. But if you didn't have 2 hours to give last night, boom, we're going to catch up with the best stuff in the next couple of minutes here on K-Rock. Of course, there's a certain amount of people, Kevin, as you know, who show up for American Idol with one goal in mind, and that is to be famous. Doesn't right. matter that they can't sing. It's just that they want to be famous.
It doesn't even cross their mind that they can't sing, a lot of them.
Nope.
And the show opened with just such a fellow last night. Please meet little Ian.
I'm totally going to be the next American Idol, and you will be definitely calling me on the phone saying, "Ian, can we hang out?" And I'll be saying no, and I'll be hanging up. Anyone who saw me dance comes up to me on the street and says, "Ian, you are fantastic." And you know what I say to them? Thank you, I know.
Now, Ian is a guy who's decided that the way to fame is to be on TV, so he's going around to all the shows that'll let him, and he was already on So You Think You Can Dance. That was his first attempt, and now he's trying American Idol, too. And he's just a skinny little guy with that horrible New York accent who predictably can't sing, and he wears his name on his shirt so that everybody knows who he is. And here's a little bit more from Ian and the song he chose to sing, Gloria by Laura Branigan.
When America sees this, they're going to forget about Taylor Who, Carrie Underwear, I mean Fantasia Wen, but they will remember Ian Bernardo. Gloria,
You're always on the run now, running after somebody. You're gonna get him somehow. I think you got to slow down before you start to blow it. I think you're headed for a breakdown, so be careful not to show it.
Randy.
God, dude, I don't even know what to say.
Thank you.
Didn't mean it that way. But
three syllables, Hollywood, like it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. Just saying, welcome to Hollywood. That's all you need.
God.
He's one of these guys who is convinced that he is a star and the rest of the world is just stupid if they don't realize it and give him what he's earned, damn it.
He didn't even have a second's thought that they wouldn't see it his way.
No.
Wow.
No. Look, I did my part. I came down to the audition. Right. Now send me through to Hollywood. Somebody also in that vein is Sarah, and I've never met really a contestant on American Idol like Sarah before, but she shows up and she sings Selena, a song called Dreaming of You.
Till tomorrow, I'll be holding you tight, and there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, dreaming about you and me.
Can I ask you a question? Do you, in your heart, really think you can sing?
No.
Okay, so that's celebrity judge Carol Bayer Sager, who's a popular songwriter. She's written dozens and dozens of hits. She's sitting in, and she's the one who's doing the question. So, okay, so Sarah says, no, I can't sing. So then you got to ask, well, you know, why are you here?
Why are you here?
Now I'm going to get all emotional.
There was so much crying last night on American Idol, by the way.
I'm not a singer.
No, we got that.
You know, I really love to sing. I really do. And my friends make fun of me all the time because I'm tone deaf. But even if I don't sing, I can be the next American Idol.
Okay.
Maybe she doesn't understand how it works.
Let's see if we can maybe explain that it actually is a singing. So far, I know I can't sing, but that shouldn't impact your ability to put me through to be the next American Idol, right?
I'm told.
Why?
And you want to know why?
Yeah, I love to know why.
You want
to
know why?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I've never sung before. And so you can teach me how to sing.
Huh?
Yes. I think I practice. I practice with, like, music. I can't believe I'm crying as much. I think you don't have to sing to be an American Idol. I really don't. I think Paris Hilton can't really sing. I think that
she's not an American Idol.
I'm actually aware of that. I know that you don't realize it, but I am a little bit smart here, you know?
Now, she is starting to turn, by the way. She's flustered, she's crying, she's confused, and now she's starting to get angry, which is really the cherry on top of her banana split, because now she's furious that she thinks she's not being taken seriously, because, damn it, she needs to be the next American Idol.
Look at these people behind you. Just turn around. See these five winners? They had one thing in common. They were all great singers. This is a singing competition. It's not a competition of, like, trying to find the best person that can't sing but really wants to.
You know what, Randy? Yes, these people can sing.
Yeah.
Yes, they can. But I could be the only American Idol who has never sang before.
Okay, so...
That's not a category, by the way.
Not a category. So she leaves. She finally drags her sorry ass out of the audition room. But she's not done blasting the judges, because now that she's outside, she's away from the judges. And she stopped crying. She's furious.
It's absolutely rude. Like, you are people. We are people, too. Just because we don't have $1 million and we don't have singing deals doesn't mean that we don't have lives. It doesn't mean that we don't have important things in our lives.
New York is weird today, man. It's a weird day today.
I have become friends with these guys.
All right, now she's getting into it. We love this with contestants. Because of everything they've sacrificed, that's why they should be recognized for the talent that they have, because they wanted it the most, or they traveled the furthest, or in this case, I've been hanging out here waiting to audition for a long time, and that ought to be enough.
I've become friends with Ray and Jen and Bill the security guy, because I have been here forever. And you know what? They told me that these people went out last night drinking in New York City until 3 o'clock in the morning. And that is rude. That is rude.
I love Sarah so much.
My God, she's possessed.
I think I'm in love.
I think we need an exorcist.
I want to spend my life with her.
So there was 2 hours of that. They come back tonight for an all-new episode. Next week for an all-new episode. And they're in Birmingham, Alabama next
Still the bad ones, though, right?
Still the bad. I think we got two or three more at least of American Idol.
Then we're off. Then we're not talking about it anymore. I mean, then it's over because the bad ones are the only thing that's interesting.
Wait and see how it goes. Yeah. But there's certainly plenty of bad to go around from now till then. That's for sure.
All right, excellent. Petros Papadakis is in the studio with us.
I was crying, y'all.
Here's the respect we have for the P, by the way, is we don't even play the Red Hot Chili Peppers here on K-Rock, but he came in ahead of his interview and he said, guys, would you mind, could you pull one out?
Need more Kiedis and Flea and that other sleepy-looking drummer idiot.
He requested
God, I hate that band.
Do you really?
When is it going to be over?
We play them a lot, but I don't hate them.
Do I have to bomb Fairfax High? It's like, what do I have to do to get them to stop?
Dude, listen, Terry. We would love for there to be a lot of brand new bands that come out that play great new rock music. Just not that much to choose from.
Dude, there totally are.
Have you seen the
Indie rock.
Some of it's good. Some of it is, you know.
Give me some tight black jeans and like some gloves that go up to my forearms. Those stripes. Cut off fingers. I'll show you guys what a cool band is. Damn, Jared Leto's got a band. Give me a band. Dude, what are you into Leto or something? What's going on with that? You're a married man.
I wish I was into Leto.
You're a married man.
Yeah, but he's dreaming.
Something happened. He was doing the...
Dude, Mike's a dude. What's going on? You're married.
I think he was doing the video broadcast or something from Acoustic, and he interviewed Jared, and Jared got like this close to his face, like he was just about to kiss him. I don't know what happened. But
they had a moment.
He's a dude. He's got male equipment. He's a dude. You're married.
You have to look into his eyes.
You don't really have to.
Petros, Mike has told us, and you know, God forbid, I hope she's not listening, but he would literally bury his wife in a shallow grave in the desert for an opportunity to be with Jared Leto.
I guess I'd do that for Louis Armstrong. I'd let him do me with the trumpet.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He's the greatest musician that ever walked. The
everyone's
great showman.
Got someone.
No, Louis, everyone doesn't have someone.
Hey, Petros, do you like that?
Petros is here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we'll save Pros versus Joes too for a couple of minutes from now when we have some time to get into it. But last time we talked, you were getting ready to go off to your exciting new radio adventure where you're working with our old pal, Matt Money Smith.
Both you guys have been on the new show.
What are you talking about?
Very exciting. Wow. Well,
we have called in. That's true.
What are you under an assumed name?
I used to always call radio shows as Jimmy because Jimmy Kimmel would do the same thing and say he was Kevin. So I still call as Jimmy.
Yeah, you were Jimmy in L.A.
Woodland Hills. I'm always Jimmy in Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills. How thinly veiled disguise. It's like nobody knows your voice. You've only been on radio for like 40 years.
And I had to talk to Petros because of this.
I'm in love with the clothes.
That came up on his show?
They were talking about fighting. Who would win in a fight? I was trying to decide who would win between Petros and Money. And Petros is clearly gay because he's a Clipper lover. So
that doesn't make me gay. That does not make me gay. There's plenty of people that like the Clippers that aren't gay. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, he's got a wife and kids, not gay.
There might be plenty of people who are Clipper fans that aren't gay.
The dad from That's So Raven, he's the dad in That's So Raven, not gay.
These are your celebrity choices that you're able to pick out?
Dwayne Wayne. Kadeem Hardison, we got him. And we got Billy Crystal, my giant. What else you want?
What has it been like for you over there at the Lakers station being hardcore Clippers fan? Have you been accepted?
It is weird. Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, it's work and everybody knows I'm a radio guy, but everywhere you look, you know, it's Amphi City, it's purple and gold. Right. You know, everything is purple and gold.
Be.
There's these, like, right next to my desk, there's like a huge Kobe head, like, staring at me. The eyes follow me wherever I walk around.
There should be.
And that's a little weird. It's a little strange. But, you know, I'm kind of getting used to it. But Money's kind of got me twisted, like Keith Sweat. And you know, remember that
first
song?
Keith Sweat reference of the year.
Twisted. Yeah. He sounds like a goat. because he's like, well, you still hate the Lakers? I was like, yeah, of course I still hate the Lakers. You're not going to be true to my people. You know, I hate the Lakers. I'm a man of the city. Para la raza. You know, I'm doing my thing. And
he's like,
well, you know, when the Lakers win, more people listen. And since our time slot's 4 to 7, you know, that means our rating goes up. So you really are rooting for the Lakers because that means more money for you.
Interesting point.
And I was like, ooh.
Bank account.
God.
That plus the Clippers blow. You put those two things together.
Hey, you know what? The Clippers now, I mean, they got a game tonight, and they have won 3 in a row.
I know.
And they're right on the cusp of being 500.
That must be in the record books, winning 3 in a row. No team's ever come close to that, probably.
Point is this.
Probably one in a row is all any NBA team has ever won before in history.
They were tired. They had to go to Russia. They played 7 games in Siberia to start the season. Elton Brand, their superstar, L.A. Sportsman, Man of the Year.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sportsman of the Year for L.A.
Blah, blah, blah.
He was tired. He was in the,
I don't blame the players.
National Basketball Championship, versus the Asian team.
I don't blame the players, and I don't blame the fans. I blame the worst owner in the history of sports.
He doesn't seem like a nice man.
The worst owner ever.
I've never met him.
How many teams have been on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the worst sports franchise in history?
But that was before last year
teams?
When I'm in Love with the Clippers
how
was released.
Many teams. In the NBA, none.
Where's Ralph?
Except for the Clippers.
Remember how Rock
in the
Me
NFL?
Amadeus changed
none.
The face of classical music, Rock Me Amadeus by Falco?
Sure. So
that's what my song did for the Clippers. It changed everything.
And that's why they're playing so well this year?
It's like before Jesus, after Jesus.
We'll have more time to talk about that later. We do need to talk about your new show, Pros vs. Joes, too. But we got to take a break.
Well, it's not a new show if it's a second season.
But we have to take a break. No, but I'm saying no one saw the first season. So we're just...
It's better this year.
That's what I'm talking about. You get to go one-on-one with Randy Couture, for example.
Oh,
so
wow.
We'll give you an update on that when we get back.
I know you're as shocked as we are, but Pros versus Joes is back for a new season starting tonight at 10 o'clock on Spike TV, the host of the program. Our friend the P, Petros Papadakis, in the studio with us at K-Rock right now. What this Pros versus Joes. I know you had a lot of fun with it last year.
It was much better this year. Last year was hell for the old P.
Yeah.
But this year was way better.
Why?
Partially because I was off the radio while I was doing it, which made it a lot easier just to, get through
time
the
off.
Nights. Because they're long nights. We shoot at night. And, it's not about me. If it was just me showing up and talking, we'd be done in a half hour. But, you got to play all these crazy games.
Tell us what the show is.
Michael Irvin's got to get rubbed down. What it is like normal dudes, like let's say Psycho Mike, dudes that think they're swole, that can, think they can compete against, great, retired, or maybe sometimes still active professional athletes, really recognizable people in games, and then there's prizes.
There's so many people
that
say, I could so cover that guy.
I
can so beat that guy in a fight.
And they start their mouth running, and then all of a sudden your mouth is running, and you're standing, right in front of, Randy Couture, or...
That's the clip I have. Let me play that clip real quick.
Roy Jones Jr.
Each of you is going to have 5 minutes with Randy Couture. When the Joes can't take any more pain, you got to tap out, and then the fight will continue. Whoever taps out the least is going to win matchup two.
Whoever taps out the least.
What? Yeah.
You're taking on Randy Couture.
How about that for hosting? Whoever taps out the least. Randy Couture.
Hey, you do a pretty good Petros,
yeah,
by the way.
I know.
What
awesome
the hell kind of...
I got that guy down.
I know that there are a lot of people who think they can hang with whatever... Randy
Couture? Everybody gets twisted into a pretzel
but
and
Couture?
Lives in pain for the rest of the night.
What are they, crazy?
Dude, his ears looked like they were injected with silicone. He was the nicest man and the quietest guy and really sweet guy. And then he got in there and he was like an animal.
Of course.
And we set up the octagon with the lights and everything. That was pretty cool. This year, I have to say.
Did he almost get beat by any
much
of the
better.
Joes?
No, hell no. We even put him in there with an Iraqi guy or a guy that was in Iraq. It was like a military combat specialist.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Oh, and he just twisted that dude's head off. Like he was, but there was a lot of respect involved, because he's a real respectful guy. You have to be if you're a fighter like that.
Right.
But, we did the same stuff as we did last year, but we did it a lot better.
Give us some more examples of
Well, we just throw pads on Bruce Smith and say, rush the passer, brother, and you can block him. Here's some pads for you. And hey, Bruce, here's your pads. And we eventually ended up putting pads on Couture. And letting him run around because he loved high school, and him and Bruce took on dudes.
They just destroy
people. It's hilarious.
Of course. Yeah.
Let me ask you about Spud Webb because he's the kind of guy that people marveled at when he was in the NBA. For folks who don't know,
he didn't come out
a tall man.
He did not come out dunking. I think Spud gained a little weight.
Pussy.
Oh, did he? Okay.
No,
so
but
somebody
he did
actually,
good.
But,
his shot was there.
Did somebody take him on?
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
And got destroyed?
We had a guy playing one-on-one with Rick Smits, the Duncan Dutchman. He's 7'4". these guys are trying to guard him putting their hands on these 5'3 guys. And, Rick Smith has just got his balls on these people's hands, just dunking on it. And, you sit there and just like you guys, you just have to laugh
That's
at it.
That's great.
It really is a lot of fun to watch. And you get the personality from the pros, and it's fun.
Can your pros use steroids on your show? There's no reason like Jose Canseco shows up.
We got Canseco, He's on the show. Fantastic. Oh, he juiced to the rafters.
And how does he do? What does somebody try to do to him?
Derby. You got to do a home run.
Somebody else steps in and says, I can hit more home runs?
Yeah. Or they, you know, whoever comes the closest to beating him or, you know, whoever loses by the least.
Is there a prize of some kind?
Yeah, you win like a car or something. Toyota Tundra and, you know,
Thursday
tickets to everything.
Nights,
or whatever.
Thursday nights on Spike TV. Check
o'clock.
It out.
At
10 o'clock with our pal, the P. Hey, I know you got to literally run out the door right now, but before you go,
really?
We have... Yes. We were told you had to be out by a quarter to eight.
Oh, I got a publicist today.
Yeah. We have somebody
come here by myself.
Have you had her?
That wants to meet you, though,
no,
Petros. We have a fellow Greek American who's a big fan of yours that is on the phone that wants to say hello. Do you have time for a young fan?
Oh, yeah. Yasufili, Yasufili.
What's up?
Hey, Yasude.
Hey, Nick.
What's cracking there, brother?
I'm good. It was cool this morning.
It's our favorite window licker. He had a party last Friday night. Psycho Mike and Omar went to. It was off the hook.
Really?
Yes.
He's
on chains.
The Greek Americans on this show.
And Nick told them that he was a big fan of yours, Petros.
Was
so
there
you're
pops
his hero.
And Cheetos? That's great, Nick. Thank you. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. Nick, you know the Pease family runs a restaurant down there in Petra.
Yeah,
you go down there and
down,
have some
Nick,
real Greek food, man.
Evening, yeah.
I totally love that, yeah.
Next thing you know, Nick will be on my shoulders just pouring red wine on his chest. I'll be eating a lamb bone.
Petros is looking for a roommate, too, if you're looking.
Yeah, come down to the house.
Looking for a place to stay.
Come on down, brother.
Not that big a fan.
Oh, we can spoon at night. What are you talking about?
Not that big a fan.
I'll spoon you.
Nick, is there anything before we go? Is there anything you've always wanted to ask Petros since you're such a big fan of his?
What's he saying?
Something
I can't understand
him. Something about Lakers. I don't know exactly.
It sounds like the air coming out of a dead cow's uterus.
Why do you hate on the Lakers was his question, I guess.
Oh, I was just raised that way, I guess.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I mean, you know what? Maybe I am wrong. But my father raised me.
You're wrong.
My father raised me to root for the angry white men of basketball. Larry Bird and Kevin McHale.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I was raised.
You were a Celtic fan?
You know what? You bring my father on again.
You were a Celtic fan.
Yes, I was.
Okay, now I hate you.
You
I
hate
have
me?
To. I have to.
How could you possibly
you were
hate
a Celtic
me?
Fan. Everybody that was a Laker fan knows you got to hate the Celtics.
I am the voice of La Raza in the city, and you hate me?
Yes.
The La Raza will rise up from East L.A. and destroy you,
I
Kevin.
Didn't hate you until you said you were a Celtic fan.
I said I was.
Now I know I have to
now
hate you.
I don't, you know, I'm not a fan because I'm not a dork. You know what I mean? I work in sports.
Nick
you know?
Doesn't even want to come over to your restaurant.
Whatever.
Okay. Nick's already hung up when he heard the Celtics. That's what's said.
I'll hit him over the head with a rack of lamb. Knock him out. Maybe I'll knock some sense into his ass.
Watch Pros versus Joes 2. By the way, Petros, I have to tell you this. You're going to laugh your head off. You heard Nick's voice. That's his regular voice. When he drinks, his voice gets much, much higher.
Way
it's really
high.
The funniest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, it goes up to where only dogs can hear.
Tonight at 10 o'clock, Pros vs. Joes 2, the P has been our guest. We'll see you soon, I'm sure. Thanks
God
for coming.
God bless you guys. Whenever you need me, you're the greatest.
Thanks, Petros.
Bye.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz B. What's going on, Ralph?
Anne Heche is crazy.
Yeah?
Not as crazy, though, as a guy named James Tupper. Here's the deal. They both star together in a TV series that only Lisa watches called
Love
Men
it.
In Trees. They're both married, both have children, but now they decided to leave their respective spouses and start dating each other.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
Wow.
What could go wrong there?
Look, that kind of stuff happens all the time, especially with celebrities when they're working on projects that get very close.
Right.
But if you're James Tupper, don't you sit back for a second before you leave your wife and kid and say, oh, wait a minute, Anne Heche, you're the one that got all jacked up on X and started banging on people's doors saying you're waiting for the spacecraft, right? Is that, that you're the one? You're the one who was straight, but then you became a lesbian so you could date Ellen DeGeneres, and then you got straight again and dated that camera guy who was shooting a documentary for your then-girlfriend Ellen DeGeneres, and you left her for him and then had a baby with him?
And the answers to all those are yes.
Then you're like, get away from me! You're a nut loaf. But no, he said, I know a lot about her. I think this is going to work.
I'm going to leave my wife and kid.
I think this is a high percentage situation for me, is what he said.
Wow.
So congratulations, James Tupper.
For being dumb.
Of the Tupperware family, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
He's the Tupperware heir.
Didn't realize
that's what
that.
They say. You can burp and get the air out. Kelly Osbourne recently got slammed by Hugh Hefner in regard to her offer to strip down for Playboy magazine.
Excellent.
His response, I can't see it happening somehow. We don't airbrush to that extent. Booyakah! You gotta love Hugh. And this is a guy who'll take almost any celebrity and put him in the magazine, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. As long as they're a celebrity.
He loves to sell some mags with celebrities on the cover.
Hey, he put China in the magazine, yet he draws the line somewhere above Kelly Osbourne.
That's what you need to know.
That's well he
about
should.
That. Little Dakota Fanning. I love this kid. She's got it all going on.
You know, she's in the middle of a big brouhaha right now at Sundance Film Festival because she's starring in a movie called Hound Dog, about a girl growing up in the South in the 60s. And she gets no supervision from her alcoholic grandmother and abusive father. And there's a scene in the film where her character is raped.
Oh, how old's the character?
I think 12? The character's 12, the same age as her, yeah. Oh. I mean, it's
disturbing.
It's a disturbing story, a disturbing film, but it is just a scene in a movie.
Right.
But people are losing their minds. The Catholic League is calling on the Justice Department to investigate the film as child pornography. All kinds of right-wing watchdog groups are demanding that the theaters not show this film. It not be released to the public.
And it's important to mention there's no nudity at all. There's not even any sex shown. There's not even any roughness shown. Right, Ralph? The way they do it, they just pretty much, you see her kind of fall into the ground. It's all really implied, right?
She is pushed down onto a bed. And apparently you do see a close-up of her face while whatever act is happening that's left to your imagination. But you never see her and the other actor who's playing the rapist even in the same frame at the same time together.
Right.
They did it in a very, very careful way. And this has been signed off on by not just her and her manager and her agent, but everyone involved with the film was very particular about taking this movie, this scene rather, and shooting it in very small chunks so there's no real sort of emotional stress put on her during the course of this thing. They really went out of their way to take care of her, but it was an integral part of the story and why this girl's behavior leads her to become the kind of woman that she grows up to be. I mean, it was important to the story.
What's funny is no one is less a 12-year-old than Dakota Fanning. She'd be fine with it. She could strip and be fine with it. She's like 40 years old on the inside.
She's been 40 since she was born.
Here's her statement. She says, "It's not a rape movie. That's not even the point of the film. But when it gets to the point of attacking my mother, my agent, my teacher, who were all on the set that day, it started to make me mad." She is more put together and articulate in answering these questions than any actress twice her age.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's a big, big deal going on at Sundance right now. People are very upset.
I'm surprised, Ralph. The last I heard yesterday is no one has picked up that movie at Sundance yet. You think the controversy alone, someone would want to buy it and put it out.
Yeah. Well, I think somebody will.
They will, yeah.
You know, if not in theaters, maybe just directed DVD or something. But apparently she's brilliant, as always, in the film. She's a great little actress, so. And lastly, I got some bad news for Psycho Mike.
Uh-oh.
Your pal Jared Leto was caught choking the Hobbit.
Really?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. That's not a euphemism.
Oh, it isn't?
No. He choked Elijah Wood.
Oh, no.
What happened?
This happened back in November in an awards ceremony. Elijah told Jane Magazine that apparently Leto had caught wind of the fact that Elijah Wood mentioned to someone that he didn't care for 30 Seconds to Mars.
Right.
Didn't like the band. Leto came over to me, whispered in my ear, then walked away. But then he turned around and grabbed me by the throat and called me an effing a-hole.
Yeah.
He was basically upset that the fact that I didn't like his band. He said that initially and then walked away, but I guess he thought I was laughing at him. But I was more shell-shocked than anything when I told people around me, whoa, I just got told off by Jared Leto for not liking his band. That's when he came back and grabbed me by the throat. I told Jared it wasn't personal. He acted like I'd been disrespecting him or speaking about his family. Things like that don't usually happen to me. I'm very non-confrontational.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Oh, how about the twist on that?
The whole thing was kind of ridiculous, he added.
I love that.
So there you go. Jared Leto choking the Hobbit. Nice work, Mike. There's your hero.
Memo to Elijah Wood. Watch your back, buddy. Now I'm coming for you.
You're going to pick on little midget Elijah Wood?
With Jared, you mess with Mike.
He infuriated my lover!
Do you know Mike? Of course he is.
Little freaking Hobbit.
Dude, nicest guy in the world, too, Elijah Wood.
Threw the ring into the volcano. Saved us all. Yeah. Have a little respect.
I'm going to whoop his ass.
My boy Bilbo, or whatever the hell his name was in that movie.
Frodo,
yeah.
He would beat up Mini-Me if he had a chance. That's who Mike is.
He likes to dominate.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, only one really worth mentioning, Alicia Keys. Lovely and talented singer-songwriter. You can't just do that for everybody.
She's up there on my
list. Can't just fill your pants at the mansion of any celebrity.
I'd like to say you can't do it for guys and girls.
Sure I can.
No, I'd like to say you can't.
It's called bisexuality, Kevin.
I know, but he's still claiming that he's heterosexual only.
I'm open-minded.
And if that's the case, got to be just girls. Right. If he wants to come out of the closet right now, go ahead.
I didn't know you had rules.
Go ahead.
I can't be open-minded.
Yeah, why come out as bi?
I can't be open-minded.
Why can't he come out as bi?
Go ahead. I already have months ago. I've said it 100 times on the air.
I think you missed that episode, Kevin.
I missed that episode.
We had an episode on iTunes. You can download it. It's very entertaining. I
realize we had those.
Alicia Keys is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Here's a story that Ralph broke for us yesterday that I had not heard about previously, and this is why I listen to K-Rock in the mornings, because you learn stuff like this. A Scientology leader named David Miscavige, who I don't know anything about, says that Tom Cruise has been told that he is the Scientology's Christ-like figure. He has become the central figure of the religion of Scientology, apparently.
I think this guy, David Miscavige, or I don't know how to say his name either, but I think he's the head of Scientology. I mean, I think he's the man. And he's saying that Tom Cruise is the Jesus figure.
So what's up with that? We asked producer Lightning to line up the great Tom Cruise. He's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Tom.
I'm Jesus.
Look, I know you're committed to your religion and you're the face of Scientology for millions of people around the world. And you do everything you can to promote it, Tom. You believe in it. You think it's helped you. But isn't it a little wacky to turn yourself into a messiah?
First of all, let me say, bless you, my son.
Right.
And I would like to say I'm happy to take this responsibility onto my shoulders.
Okay, listen, no one's giving you this. What happened?
Kevin,
the leader of your church.
Kevin, don't be glib.
Okay. The leader of your church says Tom Cruise and Jesus Christ share a lot of the same characteristics.
Very true, yes.
What characteristics exactly do you share with Jesus?
We're both short. We both hang around with 12 guys. Wearing long, flowing robes.
For very different reasons, though, wouldn't you say?
Don't be glib.
All right.
Did you know that Jesus Christ communion wafers were often used as street drugs?
No.
I don't think that's accurate, Tom.
Not aware of that.
I heard it someplace.
Jesus hated Brooke Shields, though, right? That is true.
Well, he hated psychiatric drugs, yes.
Okay. So what do you do if you're the Jesus figure? I mean, can you perform miracles, for instance?
Yes, I can.
What miracles
can
you do?
Allow me to read you from the book of Tom.
You already have a Bible?
Hello? Though the mission was impossible.
Well, that's the name of a movie that you did.
They called upon the last samurai to step forward.
That's another movie.
And ask them not to have eyes wide shut, but for a few good men.
Right.
To step forward, be the strong, the brave, the firm. Oh. Although the Lord be far and away, the days of thunder were yet to rain, man. And lo, they drank from the cocktail of God. They shall not be swayed by the color of money, for they have all the right moves.
Tom?
And lo, it be a risky business.
Tom?
And they were often considered the outsiders.
Tom.
They had the endless love of God. And taps shall not be placed for them. For they peer into the vanilla sky and realize, although they be of the minority report, they can smell the fragrant magnolia.
Tom.
And so the legend begins.
Tom, that's just a list of your movies. That's not...
It doesn't make sense. There's no story there.
Religious message?
Think I'm losing it?
All right, let's take a look at some email. Hey guys, pimp my band name. We did this a couple, was it yesterday or the day before? Mike's on it. Pimp my band name. Hey guys, my band is called Fear of Silence. We're a metal band from the UK, and I'm not feeling it. Can you pimp my band name?
I think we should.
Well, we were giving out some band names for people because it seems like coming up with a good and interesting band name is the most difficult thing, and people pick really stupid things.
Yeah.
Fear of Silence is okay.
It's not great.
Yeah,
it's more like a moving title.
But it's not Aretha Franklin, for example.
No.
And it's not Vaginal Hazmat. I mean, really, both of those are better, right?
We're going right for the groin.
Well, we might as well.
Okay. Or
Nigfu. Take your choice. Those are all of the. Those are just some of the options that we'd like to throw out.
If there were a band named Nigfu, I would go see them without even knowing what kind of music they played. I mean, it's just that just screams success.
As would I.
Earlier today, we were talking about odd things that people, I don't want to say obsessions, but odd things that you are crazy about, that you're really, really into. Like Ralph loves hummingbirds, for instance. Inexplicably, he is drawn to hummingbirds. He can watch them all day long. They're one of his favorite things in the world. And people were writing in and calling in with all sorts of things. Check this one out, guys. For as long as I can remember, I've been fascinated by the taste of keys.
What?
If I see a set of old keys, they're in my mouth as fast as I can jam them up in there. The quick sets and the slages tend to be sweet, but some of the foreign car keys tend to be a little bitter. For some reason, the fillings in my teeth also go crazy when I start tasting keys. Now, check this out. A guy like that, what kind of woman do you suppose he ends up with? Coincidentally, my ex-girlfriend had the same fetish, but took it so much further, she not only tasted keys, but she would lick doorknobs as well. She told me that sometimes she would see a particular doorknob at a restaurant, and she could hardly control herself from getting up and licking the doorknob in public. Sincerely, needing professional help, Tom Baldwin Park. There's got to be, that has to be like a vitamin deficiency or something, that there's something in the metal that you're craving, like zinc or something. Right, Mike?
That's what they say when you eat dirt.
Yeah.
There's some mineral that you're missing in your diet, but could anything be more germ-laden than a doorknob in a restaurant?
That's it. I mean, that's pretty much the most germy thing ever.
Can you imagine jumping up and just putting that whole doorknob in your mouth?
Oh, God.
Licking doorknobs, by the way, opening Coachella.
I like it.
See, oddly, that's a better band name than Fear of Silence.
You know, we like to make fun of names. Parents who name their kids ridiculous things. Most of the time, it's celebrities. This one says, I know how you guys like weird-ass names. And it says, Dear Kevin and Bean, I know you like weird-ass names, so you can marvel at the absurdity of some parents. Here's one that I found on the Yahoo main page, and I immediately thought of you guys. And he highlighted it in red so I could tell exactly what the name was.
All right.
It's out of Hawaii. There's apparently an MTV reality show called Maui Fever.
Yes, I've seen that.
And some Maui residents are objecting to it, saying that its sexual content is not representative of Maui and it's an all-white cast and that's not representative of Maui.
Okay.
The person quoted in the story, 16 years old, of Lahaina, says that it's a one-dimensional program. Not happy with it. Her name, her last name is Shibao, S-H-I-B-A-O, and her first name is A-B-C-D-E.
Yeah!
She's not the first one who's been given ABCDE as a name, by the
way. Are you kidding?
How do you say
that
it?
That has been around.
ABCDE? That's the only way to say it.
APTA?
Yeah. APTA?
There's no periods or anything. It's just one letter right after another. ABCDE.
Yeah, I don't know where that name came from, but like I said, I have heard it before, and it's bad, right? Don't do that.
Well, yeah, stop it.
It's not a name.
Don't do that.
By the way, another band name, Vaney Dong. That's a good one.
They're very good.
I'm just saying it's better than, you know, Fear of
Silence. I've got two more quick emails as we look at the email bag. You can get all of our email addresses at krock.com. You know, we're talking to Harvey the Hammer Levin coming up after 9 o'clock about this new story that they broke yesterday about the actress Brandi Norwood being involved in a car accident that ended up killing a person on the 405. So here's the email from Bill. So Halle Berry accused of hit-and-run driving, then Brandi kills someone with her SUV. I think it's time for a new entry, guys, on the wheel of racial stereotypes. Black actresses are deadly behind the wheel. Which we may have to confirm or deny the next time we do that. And here's one. I don't ordinarily read the emails that are sent specifically to Lisa May, but I didn't know if you had this one handy, Lisa, so okay. I thought I'd read it for you. You know, you got the Microbrew Festival coming up at Santa Anita this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lisa May, this email begins. Are you going to the Microbrew Festival this Saturday? Even though I am a card-carrying homosexual, I still think you're super hot, and I want to see you again in those smoking hot jeans that you wore last summer. I mean, come on. Let's face it. Out of the whole K-Rock crew, you are easily the sexiest one, even by gay guy standards.
Wow.
Sorry, Psycho Mike. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Another bike in West Hollywood.
Hey, so we don't blame him.
Listen, there is nothing higher than gay guy standards.
Yeah.
So I feel really good.
That's quite awesome. A compliment.
Gay guys like it when women say,
hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
They like that. A couple more band names. Inverted sloppy deck chair would be good. And poop du jour. All right. And I have one more. It's my birthday today. And there's only one thing that I want. The audio clip of Bean sneezing.
Oh, yes.
The one that Ralph said sounds like a duck raping a man. Can you please send it to me?
Sorry.
Oh. I want that for a ringtone.
That is not a joke. It's not made up. That's what it sounds like when Bean sneezes.
Sorry. I apologize, though.
There's the duck part, and then there's the pain part, and then there's the apology.
Do it again.
Sorry.
That
would be the best ringtone ever, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Sorry.
Good morning, LaQuisha.
I'm that famous. Entertain us. I'm that famous.
Wednesday nights on CBS, Armed famous, and Famous.
Famous.
Do you still love the show, LaQuisha? I know you came out of the gate in love with it.
Gets better every week.
All right.
Now, the celebrities again are Wee Man.
Wee Man from the Jackass.
Right.
LaToya Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Trish Stratus from WWE.
Sure.
The Fat Osborne kid.
Jack Osborne. Yeah.
Right.
Eric Estrada.
Sure. Sure.
And that's it.
And they make them actual police officers with actual guns,
yes,
and actual bullets.
Trained police officers in Muncie, Indiana with badges and guns and everything.
Oh, my God.
They're rookies. They put them out on the street with a partner and watch them go.
I love it.
Well, this week, Trish Stratus and LaToya got a very special assignment at morning roll call.
The police station decided to do a prostitute sting. Trish and I were there to walk the streets of Muncie, taking turns being a prostitute.
Prostitution awesome. Sting operation with Trish Stratus and LaToya Jackson.
If you're in Muncie, Indiana, and you see Trish Stratus at walking the street, you go, no, that's the setup. No way.
There's no way that could be a real hooker.
Right.
It's funny because they had to dress them down, make them look like they were all crack addicts and stuff, because apparently Muncie's hookers all look really rough.
Ouch.
So if you want yourself a hooker, stay out of Muncie, Indiana.
Okay, good tip.
Now, Eric Estrada and his partner, they got a job, too. They're going to be backup in the sting operation, so once it goes down, they jump into action.
Officer Brown and Estrada, you guys are going to be the takedown vehicle.
No John is going to hurt these two girls. Not on my watch.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
They feel a lot safer now that Conch is watching them.
Not on my watch.
That's going to happen.
Did you tell us at one point earlier this year that Eric Estrada really wants to be a police officer in real life?
It's always been one of his dreams. Other than selling snow cones at 5 years old on the streets of New York.
Nice.
To be a police officer. He is living the dream.
Not on my watch.
Not on his watch. So Trish is up first, and Trish Stratus goes into the streets, and she goes up to the window of a car, and the guy's like, you're a cop, and took off. She got made like the very first mission she was on.
Of course.
And she's oddly proud of it.
What do you want?
You have a good evening.
All right.
The guy thought I was a cop, which actually made me feel pretty good. Because, you know, for the first time, I'm not a wrestler, I'm not a pretty face. I was an actual police officer.
Yeah, but the one time you don't want to be an actual police officer is when you're undercover.
That's true.
That's not the time to shine as a police officer.
That's a complete failure.
You are a badass actress. That's where that happens. Then LaToya, she's up next. She's got her job. But the person who was running the operation had to give her some special instructions before she hit the street.
Use your big girl voice, okay? Use your big girl's voice. Sometimes when I get afraid, it goes way up there. So I have to remember, don't let them intimidate you like that.
I think that's the first cop ever that had to say, use your big girl voice, you know? Not something you hear a lot in law enforcement.
No. Very true.
Your big girl voice, and you can order off the big person's menu when we go out to dinner after the sting operation.
Can she use her outside voice, or does she have to use her inside voice? Do we know that?
Oh, dear God.
Don't know.
Well, LaToya doesn't have much more success than Trish Stratus does, but she does get a little better. She doesn't get a collar for prostitution, but she does catch a guy yanking it while he's talking to her.
Excellent.
She goes up to the window, and he is working the stick shift, so to speak.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And all hell breaks loose.
It felt so great to actually sting someone. This guy who's doing something totally obscene and illegal, he was pleasuring himself right there where there were churches, children. That was quite upsetting for me to experience that.
Yes, there's lots of children and churchgoers at 11 o'clock at night on the streets in Muncie. I don't think any children were in danger of seeing that inside his car.
Might I remind you, LaToya, that you're Michael's sister?
Yeah.
Just as
talk
a way
about
of
disturbing things happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Eric Estrada gets the call. There's a wanker in the car. Let's move. And they come tearing out in their car, and Eric Estrada arrests his ass.
All right, you don't got to answer the question, but I'm going to tell you something.
You were masturbating in front of a police officer who was Latoya Jackson.
Yeah! And she was not only a cop, she was Latoya Jackson.
Like, that's the worst part, that she
that
was Latoya.
That is unacceptable. You will not do that in front of Latoya.
A regular cop, fine, but not Latoya.
In front of Janet, okay. In front of Reedy, maybe. But not in front of Latoya.
What's wrong with Eric Estrada?
Oh, it gets worse. Eric Estrada gets called on a domestic abuse call.
Uh-oh.
And there's a fight between a couple, and the young lady stabs her boyfriend in the leg.
Oh.
So when he shows up, they're trying to get this guy off to the hospital, and this guy ain't too pleased to be taken to the hospital and being placed under arrest, and certainly not by Eric Estrada, who he calls by a different celebrity name.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know.
Emilio Estevez over here is arresting me.
Emilio Estevez or whatever.
Oh. I'll tell you, our boy Ponch does not take kindly to that.
Emilio Estevez.
They get into a screaming match that, well, you'll hear, is mostly has to be beeped out by CBS.
This guy is wailing and cursing and screaming.
What? You did?
And started using the MF word. When he dragged my mother into the party, I wasn't having it.
Yeah. Pretend it's your mother being cursed that got you upset, Eric. Not the fact that he called you Emilio Estevez. Well, next up, we got Latoya Jackson back on the streets where she belongs.
Right.
And they get a call that a church has been broken into, and the man may be armed.
Okay.
So they rush to the scene.
All I kept thinking was, please don't have a gun. This is like God's home. Don't.
Wow.
How about, please don't have a gun so you don't shoot my black ass? How about that reason for not having a gun?
This is God's home. She would just as soon he break in without a gun.
If God was really home when the guy broke it in, wouldn't he smite him or something?
He would hope, yeah.
He could take care of himself if God was living there at the time.
He wouldn't need a gun.
Well, Latoya starts searching the church to see if she can find a bad person in there. And her partner isn't too impressed with her style of handling a gun.
I am totally amazed with Latoya's tactical style. She was literally in there like a Charlie's Angels going. And I don't know, but it looked silly.
She's jumping out behind pews and kicking in doors and stuff. And the other one goes like, it's okay. There's nobody in here.
Freeze, mother!
I'm going to check it out. And she's like dropping and rolling around and stuff. Like, talk about your overkill. Well, the next day, Eric Estrada finds out that the man that he had a screaming match with,
yeah,
who called him Emilio Estevez, there was a reporter present on the scene.
Oh.
And on the front page of the Muncie, Indiana newspapers, Eric Estrada screaming in this guy's face and the story that goes along with it. And Eric sees that over his morning coffee, and he realizes he's going to have some trouble with the department.
And eventually became involved in a shouting match with an exchange of obscenities. Oh, man, I'm going to eat the big one on this one, I'm sure.
Whoa, hold on a second.
They make you eat the big one in Muncie?
That is no way to make amends with your sergeant.
No, maybe it is.
Don't be eating the big one. They don't go for that in Muncie, Indiana. Maybe get away with that in Hollywood, Eric Estrada. You get off your knees, boy. So he apologizes to the Sarge and everything. Everything's everything. No problems there. But Eric does realize that he has to act differently, even as a police officer, due to his enormous fame.
The problem with being a celebrity and a cop is that we're under the microscope, a super-duper high-intensity driven microscope.
That's what it is. A super duper high intensity driven microscope. That microscope will drive right over your ass.
Like,
you're talking like Kevin.
In his defense, he is so famous that the guy he was arresting called him Emilio Estevez. I mean, that's
right.
How popular he is.
But when you engage a perp like that, then that high intensity super duper driven microscope will catch you every time.
That's true.
And then lastly, they send Trish Stratus back out on the street, and she thinks she's got an easy call. Her and her partner go to check on this guy's well-being because he hasn't been to work in a couple days. No one heard from him.
Right.
So they're going to check out his apartment, knock on the door, make sure the old man's okay. Not so much.
She was dead.
Oh.
It's obviously unexpected, and I don't know how I could have prepared for it. And I guess you don't prepare for it. It's just something you do, and you go, and you deal with it, and it's part of the job.
It's part of a bad job.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I don't want to push in somebody's door and see an old man sitting watching television dead. Lying on the counter, his head all off to the side, just lying there dead. That's the point I say, you know what? I'm a celebrity. I'm going back to Hollywood now. You take your dead-ass bodies in Muncie, Indiana, and keep them for yourself. I don't want to run into dead people.
But they don't do that. There's still more episodes, right?
Oh, absolutely, because they're still under the super-duper high-driven microscope.
That's right. We'll talk to you next week, LaQuisha.
No, that's easy for you to say.
Not really, no. And now a surprisingly gay-sounding Omar.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat right now. Ralph, what's going on?
More cutting-edge journalism from Tyra Banks.
Oh, yes. Excellent. What?
Really?
Apparently she has announced she is going to step out on her TV show in a bikini to disprove the rumors that she's gotten fat. After those photographs were taken of her vacationing in Sydney, Australia last month, appeared in several tabloids and style magazines showing her voluminous thighs rubbing together and causing sparks.
It was an unflattering photograph, certainly.
How thin is her skin that she's this hurt by that?
She's incensed that they're lying about her, so she said she's going to put on the same exact bikini she wore in those pictures and show up on stage of her
when
TV
is this going to happen, Ralph?
I don't know.
Now that she's had the chance to lose that weight that she clearly was carrying.
That she's had several body wraps. She's been eating nothing but seaweed for 3 weeks.
Lost 18 pounds per thigh.
She says, I'm not fat, but she has put on 30 pounds since her modeling career began. She says, I now weigh a healthy 161 pounds.
By the way, she's rather tall for a woman.
5'2".
She's not 161, 5'2".
I think she's almost 6 feet tall, though. 5'11"
like
and some.
She's not. She looks pretty good. I don't think she looks bad that way.
She's not fat.
Oh, fat. Oh, I'll show you. I'm going to cut on a bikini.
That's it. That's my show. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, what do we have to do to get her off the air?
I don't know.
Do we have to do? We need a boycott or something.
What does she have to do to get herself off the air? She's tried everything.
She can't be any worse.
I'm a fat person. I'm a dude.
Victor Garber's got a new TV show.
Oh.
I thought he had a new TV show.
He did it.
I guess they canceled it.
Went away.
And this one, he's playing a lawyer. Wait a minute. He played a lawyer
in the last one.
Yeah. He's going to keep doing it until he gets it right. This one, he will play a senior partner in a law firm, working with a young lawyer played by Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina Jolie's ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And the twist is, the young lawyer is convinced he's a prophet from God.
Okay.
Eli Stone is the name of the show. It'll be on ABC.
Okay.
So if you want to see a lawyer who thinks he's God, hey, wait a minute, isn't that every lawyer? Ba-dum-bum.
No kidding.
Thank you. Good night, folks.
Try the veal.
Here's a TV show you might want to see.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I have to live in the Netherlands to see it. Reuters is reporting that SBS-6 TV... Nice network name, by the way.
That's really catchy.
Is planning a new reality dating show featuring contestants that are all, wait for it, disfigured.
Yeah.
The show will be called Love at Second Sight. Premieres on February 20th, just in time for the Valentine's Day season.
Are you severely burned? Call this number.
Well, if you go to their website, Kevin, they are looking for contestants. Do you have a visible serious handicap, but are looking for a partner?
If you're looking for a guy who's one of those guys whose ears are fused together to the side of his head or something like that, and you want to put him together with a woman with a cleft palate, then this is the show for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that what America thinks is entertainment? To make fun of someone's physical appearance, and then when they leave the room, laugh hysterically at them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The show is originally going to be called Monster Love.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding, but they changed the title.
Why not have some guts and go all the way? What are they calling it? Second, what was it? Second
Love at Second Sight.
Second Sight. That's BS. Yes.
You would prefer Monster Love?
Yes. Yes! You might as well name it what it is.
What about fracking horribly ugly people trying to get laid show?
Just as good. Can we get that here? Is it online? Is it anywhere?
I don't think so. 85% of Dutch viewers, by the way, were polled recently, and they said they hate the idea for the show.
Yeah, but they'll watch it. See, you hate it because you feel, you know, you're embarrassed that it sounds good. But it does.
Called The Apprentice. The Apprentice starring Dr. Frankenstein. Oh, what's the world coming to?
Seriously. Wasn't that insane?
Good stuff.
Was that not crazy?
Shut up, Tyra.
It is crazy and insane. And Van Halen's getting back together.
Woo!
It's been officially announced as of yesterday, David Lee Roth and his good pal Eddie Van Halen will be hitting the road.
Yeah, they get along well.
It's not a complete reunion. Bassist Michael Anthony's not attached to it. Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's 15-year-old son, will be taking over bass duties, but Eddie's coming along and his brother Alex and David Lee Roth, the original lineup, a 40-date trek this summer across these United States, playing in amphitheaters.
Dude, you're a 15-year-old boy.
And you're in Van Halen.
And you're on tour with Van Halen in 40 different cities.
But you can't get laid because your dad's going to be watching you all the time.
Your dad's not watching you 1 second.
That's true. He's single now, too, isn't he, Eddie?
Yeah. He's having his own and passing down the seconds.
He'll be busy on his own self.
Yep. Hey, anyone want to predict how many of those 40 dates will actually happen?
They'll do them all.
Two.
All the way.
You think so?
They're going the distance.
David and Eddie do not seem to be able to be in the same room together for very long. Distance.
Nobody can spend any time with Eddie Van Halen. I mean, with David Lee Roth.
Listen,
nobody.
Everybody can because he rocks. Okay. And second of all, it's like, you know when you break up with a girl who thinks drives you nuts?
Right.
And then you date the next girl, turns out to be a complete bitch.
And then you go, wow, was I wrong?
You go look very much more favorably upon the first girlfriend.
Then you get back together with them and you realize, I can't get along with them for the same reason.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
Yeah, two dates, that's how long they're going to go.
Maybe they just see each other on stage. Fly in separately, stay in separate hotels, everything. Just show up for that 2 hours on the stage and then go their separate ways.
I like
that's the way they have to work it. Today's celebrity birthday is Alicia Keys, singer, songwriter, and now actress. You can see her in Smokin' Aces this weekend. She's 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Psycho Mike, have you been on your audition for the TMZ TV show yet?
No, but I've been in talks with Mr. Levin.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, he loves to be called Mr. Levin, too. Very happy about that. Nobody likes that more than Harvey.
Yeah, you'll score big on that, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, TMZ.com, the only website worth looking at that doesn't have porn on it. It's Harvey Levin, the hammer, on the phone of the Kevin
Show. Hey, I've seen the pictures of Miss Nevada or whatever. That's porn.
Yeah, those could work.
Close enough.
Were fantastic.
By the way, guess what we just found out? In fact,
Evan, have you published this yet?
Okay, it's up. Guess what we just put up?
What?
Tell us.
So she's made her decision. Her first appearance is going to be the Today Show.
Who?
And Oprah, Tara Connor.
Oh, Miss Nevada, okay.
No, Miss USA.
Oh, right,
USA.
Okay, right.
So she's going to be in the Today Show on February 1st, and Oprah wanted to get her, but apparently the reason she picked today was because they were going to put the Donald on Oprah, and she wanted it to be all about her.
Nice.
So she's going on the Today Show on February 1st, and then the Tonight Show on February 2nd.
Wow. Okay.
Now, speaking of Oprah, it seems to me like you'd be foolhardy in this day and age to cross Miss Winfrey. I mean, she does seem powerful enough that she could make a phone call and have you literally exterminated. Yet, Tara Connor sounds like she just snubbed Oprah, and you had a great story on TMZ this week about Rachel Ray. What's that all about, Harvey?
Well, here's the deal. We found out about a dinner that happened in February of 2005 when they were selling the show.
Right.
Excuse me, it was December of 2005.
Selling the Rachel Ray Show?
Selling the Rachel Ray Show.
Okay.
And she was with some executives from the television production company, and they were at Houston's restaurant in Century City, and they were all sitting back drinking, and she had at least four big glasses of red wine.
Now, just as a setup for people who don't know who she is, we've talked about her briefly on the show. She was on the Cooking Network. She's this perky little chick. Omar, right, for some reason, hates her with the heat of a thousand suns. I don't know exactly why. She does strike me as a bit annoying. But didn't Oprah discover her and bring her on her show and kind of launch her into the atmosphere?
She's like the new Dr. Phil. She was on the show a lot, and then Oprah basically made a deal and helped create the syndicated talk show for her.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So she's at dinner, and she's had a few.
And they're out actually shooting something to promote the show that they were about to sell. So she starts talking, and this is what I'm told by people who were there, that she starts talking about this portrait of Oprah in her office where you see her back exposed and there are all these welts on her back, and she's wearing a dress from the slave era, and it's actually from the movie Beloved.
Okay.
And it's hanging up in the main lobby at Harpo Productions.
Right.
So I'm told she said, why is she wearing slave drag? She obviously has problems being black.
She had no idea it was from a movie?
So
that's awesome.
And now, I want to be quick to say that her people tell us that she never made that comment.
Of course.
They absolutely deny it. And, you know, and I have my sources on this.
That's why you have people, so they can deny it.
I'd just like to say that when Kurt Cobain was dead, his person told us that he was fine.
And just had a headache.
I remember that.
And that's a true story.
No, I remember that.
All
look,
right.
If Rachel Ray is still alive this morning, then this must not have happened because Oprah would have taken care of it. Would have taken care of it by now.
But it's interesting because when I'm looking at, we have a vote on the website, did Rachel get racial? And 117,000 people voted. 75% said no.
Oh, really? Interesting. How about that?
I'm sorry. I thought you said over 100,000 people voted.
They did. 117,000 people voted.
We can't say on the air some of the other things that Rachel Ray allegedly said at that dinner, but please go to TMZ.com and see what she had to say. She had some very choice words for Brad Pitt and for Angelina Jolie, if I read the story correctly, Harvey.
Well, I think what's interesting is I thought you could pretty much say anything on your air.
Oh, of course
no,
we can.
No. All right, let's move on to another story that has really caught steam in the last couple of days because you broke it again on TMZ.com, and this is, I guess, Moesha killed a dude?
No. Well, I guess Moesha.
Moesha took someone out,
it's
right?
Just the sensitivity you guys have.
Was she working on Oprah's orders? No, what happened?
It's really a weird story. This happened on December 30th, and nobody knew about it for three weeks. And she was on the 405. You know where the 405 meets the 101?
No, it's such a beautiful intersection right there.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
It is really bad.
A lot of construction, a lot of backup, everything.
And what happened, apparently, was just that. So traffic kind of came to a grinding halt, and I'm told she was going 65 and plowed into a Toyota. She was in a brand-new Land Rover, and she plowed into this Toyota. And it caused a chain reaction.
Oh, no.
The Toyota hit another car, and then that Toyota hit the center divider, and then it got hit by this Acura, and the person in the Toyota died.
Oh my God.
She must not drive that area very much, because I go home that way every single day. And you know you have to slow down when it gets to that area, because it all comes to a stop.
It all comes to a stop.
All the time.
And so here's what we found out. The CHP is looking at all of the cars to figure out if there was some kind of a mechanical problem.
Right.
But I talked to an eyewitness, the guy who was right behind her. I talked to him yesterday, and he said she got out of the car, and she just kept saying, it's my fault, it's my fault. And he was telling her, don't say this, just shut up.
Right.
But, if it wasn't some kind of mechanical problem, they could do something to her.
Well, I mean, the first thing you learn when you get a driver's license is if you run into anybody from behind, no matter what the reason, you're automatically at fault, right?
Yeah,
isn't that what you guys have always heard?
That's pretty much it. The only reason that she might have is if there was some kind of a mechanical problem with the car, but it was a brand new Land Rover. It didn't even have license plates on it.
I'd like to point out that everybody has sources, everybody in the industry. Harvey talks to whoever, the guy behind Brandy.
Right.
He's always got like 16 people surrounding whatever happens.
But you know what? A lot of that.
What kind of voodoo magic are you pulling?
No. That was dumb luck. I mean, it's a bizarre story on how I found this guy, but it turns out he's a big fan of the People's Court.
It's, ladies and gentlemen, you can run, but you cannot hide from the hammer. It's hammer time.
All right, one more story, Harvey. We're almost out of time, but you have to tell us in as few words as you can. How is it that Lindsay Lohan is in rehab, yet seems to be everywhere that's not in rehab? Well, what kind of a deal does she have? Is she outpatient or what?
I mean, it's not supposed to be, but I'm going to tell you something that we're about to put up that's going to make your jaw drop. We have a picture of her from yesterday where she was out eating lunch.
Right.
But wait till I tell you where she was. She was at a place called the Newsroom Cafe, and guess what? That's right across the street from
the Ivy,
which is where all the paparazzi are.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's the weirdest thing.
She wanted to be photographed.
Why would you go to Robertson right across from the Ivy?
Because you want to be photographed.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I mean, I can't think of another reason.
Is she still in rehab or is she not?
Well, she's supposedly at this facility, but she's popping up here and there.
Guys, I got to tell you, this is Kevin speaking, and I had an episode in my life where I tried to get off of some of the really strong painkillers that I was taking for my back too fast.
Yeah.
And I ended up in rehab. And I left on Christmas Eve because I couldn't stand the idea of my kids having Christmas without me. And I cabbed home. And when I got back, we had to beg to have them take me back. Because they figure you just go out to get high or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, you're not serious about getting clean, right?
It's just, it's not the kind of thing you can just walk out of any day that you want to go have lunch across from the Ivy.
At first I thought, well, you know what? She went out to get her stitches removed. I get that.
From the surgery that she didn't have?
Well,
those?
You know what, though? I think she did, actually. I mean, I think it was laparoscopic surgery.
So nope.
I'm giving her that one.
No, I'm not. I am medically trained, and I'm saying no.
You know, my favorite part about Kevin's rehab story is Kevin didn't even tell us about it. Harvey told us about it after talking to your twins. I mean, that's the kind of sources.
He has sources everywhere.
That
I'm
he's
you.
Got in place. It's unbelievable.
These, your cattle are his sources, Bean. So do not step up.
TMZ.com is the site. You can read more on all these stories and everything else that's going on in the world of Harvey. And we always, you know, we love you, Harvey. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, man.
You guys are the best.
It is time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock this weekend at Snow Summit in Bear Mountain. Snow now arriving at Big Bear. Speaking of the snow, Kevin, you mentioned earlier that Winter X Games 11 starts today out there in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. And remember last hour we were going to talk to Danny Cass, the snowboarder, was going to be on the phone with us, and then he wasn't on the phone with us?
Hey, Danny Cass, coming up. Hey, we're going to talk to Danny Cass. Hey, Danny Cass. Hey, Winter X Games.
What's going on?
Danny Cass going to be coming up on the show, coming up soon, 8:20. That's when he's going to be on.
He's on now, though. What I'm saying, he's on the phone. This is him on the phone right now.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good out here in Aspen.
I can't believe the Winter X Games start again today. This is awesome.
It's pretty wild. We let off some fireworks last night. The extreme festivities have begun.
Now, were you supposed to do that? Was it part of a big celebration, or did you do that on your own?
That was on our own.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
You've been competing in these events for like 10 years or something now, right?
Yeah, I've been competing professionally for about 11 years now. And I think this is my 7th or 8th X Games.
Is it amazing even to you as a guy on the inside, even as an athlete that goes every year, how much bigger it seems to get every season?
I mean, it's just great. You know, we're just so stoked. People come out from the woodwork to come check out the event all the way up here in Aspen. And I mean, it makes us feel good that we know we're risking our lives for a reason.
We talk to a lot of people who things are written about them, and we try to run stuff by them. I'm going to run by three things by you that have been written about you recently. Two of them in Skinny Magazine. One is that you go 5 to 7 days without showering.
That is correct, but I was raising puppies, so I didn't have much time on my own there.
You're raising puppies?
Two is rumored to be buying your own mountain piece by piece.
Working on it. We do own a few properties in Mammoth, but still not the whole mountain yet.
You live in Mammoth, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And three is one of your heroes is Mr. T.
That is very, very true.
Awesome. Danny, have you had the chance to hang with the great Mr. T?
I have not. A few years ago, we were trying to get a guest appearance in one of our snowboard videos. But
that would be awesome. Oh, that's too bad. Because you know what? Call us next time because Lightning can hook you up with him. He's come in and he's awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to meet that guy, man. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Seriously, he comes in and you want to vote for him. You want him to run for president. And you want to vote for him. No one makes more sense than Mr. T when he talks. He's just got a worldview that you just admire so much. I mean, he really seems to care about people. It's amazing. I mean, you think he's going to be a cartoon, and then he comes in, you just fall in love with the dude. So we'll totally try to hook you up, Danny.
Hey, hook me up. Let me get his phone number. I got to call that guy.
Now, you're going to be competing in what? Super pipe, half pipe? What are you going to be doing?
Super pipe and folk style, and then maybe the best trick event.
Best trick. Okay, fantastic. And what best trick are you going to pull?
I don't know. It's kind of a loose end. We don't really know much about it here. We just know they added a new extreme sport.
I gotcha.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of new extreme sports, I saw they're doing snowmobiling now, where they're doing like flips and stuff.
Oh yeah, they got a whole course out here. It's crazy. I mean, they got sledders going 100 feet, doing big old whip outs and backflips.
This is ESPN ABC this weekend. I think SportsCenter is going to be there each night, and it's going to be starting today and all weekend long. We are going to be able to see the Winter X Games.
It's good times. Hey, Danny, when you come up with these tricks, like the casserole, I guess is the one that people know you. I mean, how do you name them? I mean, did somebody give you the casserole? Did somebody come up with that for you? Is that something that just inspired you? What happened there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you push yourself to learn these tricks, and then it's usually your buddies who name them for you, you know?
Well, you have bad buddies. Why do they name it the casserole?
my older brother, he was a snowboarding professional for a while, and he kind of started it with, like, a big frontside Crippler 540 in the half pipe.
Right.
And that's like a frontside rodeo, and then that became the casserole.
But you didn't name it the bundt cake. Why is he naming it the casserole?
Well, no, he didn't name it. Just, you know, it got dubbed.
I got
you get a staple.
I got
you. You run, and then all of a sudden...
Yep, somebody's got to come up with a name for it.
And they name it after you, I guess.
I gotcha.
Well, as we mentioned, 15 hours of live programming between ESPN and ABC, and check out the Sports Center. Winter X Games 11 kicking off today at Buttermilk Mountain, Aspen, Colorado. Danny, one of the nice guys in the sport. We appreciate you calling in and checking in with us, dude.
Hey, thanks for having us. Big shout-out to all your guys' fans. Viva La Grenade, and get extreme this week.
There you go. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, Danny.
Take care.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Bye now.
It's funny, by the way, that he called in on What to Do, Nephew, so he actually just won a pair of lift tickets.
Ooh, I hung up on it. So,
I hope he enjoys. I think he's a guy who can use those lift tickets.
By the way, those grenade glove, the brand that he started about 6 years ago, everywhere. Everywhere.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. It's
worked out for
him. It's everywhere. It's awesome.
All right. We got time for just a couple of phone calls, and then we're going to check in with Kat Corbett, who, as you know, is live with the Shins today. Why don't we start with Jerry? He's in L.A. calling about one of the best stories of the week. Hi, Jerry. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. What to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew?
This story,
baby boo.
Hello.
This story is so good, I am having trouble believing that it's true.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either, but you know what? I looked up some websites, and yeah, it's true.
What's the story?
Basically, down south of the border in TJ, the entire police force is under investigation for drug trafficking.
Working with the drug mules and dealers, right?
So the president sent in about 3,000 soldiers and federal police to confiscate all their guns.
And gave them?
Slingshots.
Awesome.
That
Why
can't,
not marbles?
That just can't be true. You don't arm your police with slingshots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was tripping out when I saw that.
That's so awesome.
They have about 2,000 officers, and they issued about 60 slingshots.
My God.
I have to share.
Dude, give me a slingshot. I'm serious. I'm a better shot than you. You got to, seriously, Jerry, you have to go down there and just try to flaunt, something in their face. What are you going to do? Shoot me with a slingshot? Sure,
That's
take
awesome.
Me in. That's a great story. Thank you for the call.
And what a surprise, because Mexico has such a reputation for taking crime fighting seriously.
They do.
So what are the chances that they would skip on that? Why don't we talk to JJ in Newport? You know, people have their celebrities that they love, that they always want to meet, and they always wonder what it would be like. Well, JJ got a chance to do that from Newport Beach. What'd it do, nephew?
Yo, 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 what it do, nephew?
What'd it do, nephew?
Yo, 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 what's up, JJ?
Okay, so I was at the NAMM show this weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Right.
And I met God himself, Bono.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
And to be honest, Bono...
from him, too.
To be honest, Bono is not God himself. Tom Cruise is God himself.
Of course.
Okay. So Bono was there, huh?
Yeah. I said, hey, I'm a really big fan. Could I have a hug? And he gave me a hug. He was the nicest dude I've ever met.
You asked him for a hug?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that seems weird.
Well, a little bit, but he's my hero, you know what I mean?
No, I'm saying I have heroes too, but I don't think that I have a hug would be the first thing out of my mouth.
Well, you said probably that guy wanted to hug Mr. Key, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So it was the highlight of your life?
Highlight of my life.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming. When you put him and Nick together, you got to have a hug off.
Big huggers, yeah.
One last call. Jason in Fountain Valley. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
A slingshot.
That's what I'm saying. Police with slingshots.
All right, check it out. I got a bachelor party coming up this summer. Right now we're in the market for a pole dancer. Just wanted to check with Lisa May and see if she was available.
Absolutely.
Oh,
she's in.
Yeah.
Well, I should be a professional by then.
Yeah,
absolutely. At the rate I'm going.
Whatever the date is, she will make herself available.
Absolutely. If we work in a little live show, it'd be great.
All right, here's a little clip from Lisa and her pole dancing class.
So
So what you're going to do is you're going to get down on your knees.
Oh, I've done this before.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's just a tiny little clip. That's all
it only gets better.
So once you get your G shot and then your G spot is enlarged to the size of a golf ball, you're just going to be able to look at a dancing pole and get aroused.
Seriously, you won't get me off it.
Well, okay.
Oh,
I need that clip.
I'm gonna drive with a pole in my car.
Now they're telling us that we're gonna be able to say hi to Kat, who's down at the Troubadour. I wonder if that's gonna work. So is that gonna work? Do you think? You're guessing no, Kat.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was talking to James Mercer.
Oh,
okay,
she's
we
there.
Just tried.
Oh. How about that?
From the Shins.
I know.
And I have a great echo right now, so I sound like I'm on drugs.
Oh, it doesn't sound that bad to us, just so you know.
We've done a lot of these live shows. They'll take care of that by 11:30. You won't even be able to hear that echo anymore.
Either that or you probably are on drugs. Okay. Tell us about the free show today. It's absolutely free. You go to the Troubadour. You can see the Shins.
It's a field trip. So there are already people lined up. They've been out here. Some kids came really early, didn't listen to you guys. And they're going to play a show for us, and it's going to go off around noon. Plenty of room. I don't say plenty of room, but I would line up if you're a Shins fan. We have some room.
The doors open at 10, right? And it's just first come, first serve. So it's going to fill up pretty fast. Let's be honest.
Yeah, we give away a bunch of tickets. But there is some space that we held for people who didn't win and that could just show up and have the day off and really were Shins fans, you know?
Hey, Kat, sure. You know what's funny is when you have that echo in your ear, nobody else can hear it, but it sounds like you're getting three or four of yourself back and you sound retarded.
I know I do. So I really appreciate if you would talk, because right now I sound like a dumb blonde.
No. You sound great.
You refer all the info, because right now I feel really stoned.
All right, I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, come on down and see the Shins. It's going to be so good.
I'm taking off my headphone. I quit.
Troubadour.
Paul Abdul.
Kat, we were... Kat!
You guys are mean.
Oh, we were just teasing. Mean. All right, listen. Shins, free show today. So whatever you're doing, quit.
Stop.
And head down to the Troubadour. And I guess they're going to go on at noon. And Kat's going to be broadcasting from there coming up next.
And their new CD, Wincing the Night Away, just came out in stores Tuesday. So definitely pick that up if you're a Shins fan. Thanks to all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including our pal Harvey the Hammer Levin. Go to TMZ.com for all your showbiz and entertainment news. Great stuff posted there this morning. We didn't have time to get into a lot of it. Also, thanks to our pal Petros Papadakis for joining us today. His new series, Pros vs. Joes 2, debuts tonight at 10 o'clock on Spike TV.
That looks so good.
People
take it on Chuck Liddell. What are they thinking? All right. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk to Ed Begley Jr.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yes.
He's got a new show on Home and Garden? What's the network?
I think so.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Home and Garden TV, I think, where he tries to live his life like he does, you know, with everything electric and no gas and all that stuff, ecologically sound.
Yeah.
And I think his wife has no interest in that at all.
None.
So we're going to talk to him tomorrow.
It's really awesome. I mean, we've made fun, as the world has made fun, of Ed Begley Jr. for his goddamn electric car for like the last 15 years or something. But it goes far beyond just the electric. I mean, he rides a bicycle most places he goes. But I mean, this is the kind of guy who, when he needs to make toast in the morning, he goes out onto the porch and jumps on a bicycle and revs up to make enough electricity for toast.
Right.
And his wife is just you're an actor and you make some money. Can we just screw all this BS and just live like normal people?
And we're going to tell him, listen, just make toast.
It's
doesn't
a
have to go that far.
That they're still married, by the way. It's very funny. It's a good show. And he and his wife both will be in here tomorrow.
Sarah Silverman, tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Great.
She's got a new TV show as well called The Sarah Silverman Program. So we're going to talk to her about that. We got the movie beat. It's Friday. We got Jeremy Piven tomorrow. We have the grand prize for K-Rock's World Tour 2007 Destination Number 4, which is the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Sydney, Australia.
Crikey.
And we have Columbus Short. You know him better as DJ from Stomp the Yard.
What the hell are they doing?
They're stomping the yard. Where are you from?
I don't step. I battle. So that's all tomorrow morning.
It is the best movie you've seen this year, by the way. I want to remind you of that. Speaking of the Shins, Kat Corbett has them included as part of her 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Music. Also, STP, My Chemical Romance, Muse, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Incubus, and so much more straight ahead right here on KRQ FM.